Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
So let's get on with the show, The Best of Rupert Pupkin. So close your eyes and imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock, you're standing in the wings, and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
And now, from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show, with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett,
and the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert!
Hello.
Say
hello.
What's the matter with you?
Sleeping.
Lower it. What's the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
Shame on you. A bull.
Super Bowl is gay. The Raiders are gay.
Shame on you.
The Raiders are gay. Yay. The Bucks are gay. The Bucks are all gay.
You know that every living thing has babies of the same kind as the parents. A mother and father horse only have baby rhinoceros, and your mother and father, of course, only have baby horses. A mother and father rhinoceros only have a baby boys and girls.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. This scene with the enlargement of the breasts was fantastic because, again, it was one of those things. I mean, in the movie it was used kind of like, okay, if that's what guys would like to see, if this world deals with big breasts, then so be it, I'm going to just have bigger breasts. But in the audience, there was this kind of like immediately, you saw women sitting there telling each other, says, oh, that's a great idea, you have to check out where you get that done. So you can deflate and inflate your breasts on command. It's a whole new concept, because there's some guys that like little breasts and there's some guys that like big breasts, so wouldn't it be nice if you can play both sides, you know, and sometimes even simultaneously.
Every age, I was the baddest. So when I came in at 19, I was the baddest. When I was 20, I was the baddest. Every age I go to, I'm still going to be the baddest. What I tell the children is, you know, simple things. Don't give up personal information online. You know, if, you know, you're having a conversation with the person starts to get nasty, sign off. And just, you know, be smart and just use a lot of common sense.
I don't like to give up my secret, but I just come on and say hi. They ask how old I am, and then they get right into it. 98% of the time, it's sexual. Right away. And once they want us to meet them in a certain location, we will be there.
I'm working on my master's in criminal justice. When I'm done playing, I either want to be chief of police or sheriff somewhere. Miami has always been a live city. If you go liver, that's bigger than live. If you go live-ish, that's bigger than live-er. I make Miami the livest city in the world.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Hey, the last one. You better get another pack.
Okay.
Thank you. You probably think that we're making a big fuss over a cigarette. Well, sure. You don't really have to keep this wonderful new king-size Philip Morris cigarette in a safe. It's just our way of telling you that they are kind of precious. The finest king-size cigarette in America today. Smooth, mild, and mellow, and easy on your throat. How about you trying them yourself? Just call for Philip Morris, king-size or regular. Buy them by the carton. You're gonna love them, and we're gonna love you. Hey, what was that for?
You said it so beautifully.
Good night, everybody.
See you next week.
Oh, dear.
Why did he deserve to die, Mr. Guest?
Because he was acting like a total ass.
And in your view, people that you perceive to be ass should be killed?
Well, in many cases, it might make the world a better place.
Don't get too cocky, my boy, no matter how good you are. Don't ever let them see you coming. That's the gaffe, my friend. You got to keep yourself small, innocuous, maybe the little guy. You know, the nerd, the leper. Look at me. Underestimated from day one. You'd never think I was a master of the universe now, would you? That's your only weakness, as far as I can see.
Now, the sperm is an interesting little creature. It looks a little bit like the tadpoles that swim in ponds. It seems to be all head and tail, an almost round little head or body, and a very long tail. And with the tail, it can wriggle and swim. Now, remember, it's so small that once this sperm meets an egg, it can actually swim right inside that little egg. And at that moment, some kind of a baby begins to grow. The meeting of the sperm from the father and the egg from the mother is the most important part in the making of a baby.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Donza Mike Show.
I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium. Digital and smoke-free. A diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife. A cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database. My database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high-concept, low-profile, medium-range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A Top Gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties, I tell power lies, I take power naps, I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam-dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh my God, okay. So let's hurry, y'all, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, no. What are they doing? Let me see.
I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, and a personal agenda. You can't shut me up. You can't dumb me down, because I'm tireless and I'm wireless. I'm an alpha male on beta blockers. I'm a non-believer and an overachiever. Laid back, but fashion forward. Up front, down home, low rent, high maintenance. Supersized, long-lasting, high-definition, fast-acting, oven-ready, and built to last. I'm a hands-on, foot-loose, knee-jerk head case. Prematurely post-traumatic, and I have a love child who sends me hate mail. But I'm feeling, I'm caring, I'm healing, I'm sharing. A supportive, bonding, nurturing primary caregiver. My output is down, but my income is up. I take a short position on the long bond, and my revenue stream has its own cash flow. I read junk mail, I eat junk food, I buy junk bonds, I watch trash sports. I'm gender-specific, capital-intensive, user-friendly, and lactose-intolerant. I like rough sex. I like tough love. I use the F word in my email, and the software on my hard drive is hardcore, no soft porn. I bought a microwave in a mini mall. I bought a minivan at a megastore. I eat fast food in the slow lane. I'm toll-free, bite-sized, ready-to-wear, and I come in all sizes. A fully equipped, factory-authorized, hospital-tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated medical miracle. I've been pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, vacuum-packed, and I have an unlimited broadband capacity. I'm a rude dude, but I'm the real deal. Lean and mean, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. Rough, tough, and hard to bluff. I take it slow. I go with the flow. I ride with the tide. I got glide in my stride. Driving and moving, sailing and spinning, jiving and grooving, wailing and winning. I don't snooze, so I don't lose. I keep the pedal to the metal and the rubber on the road. I party hardy, and lunchtime is crunch time. I'm hanging in, there ain't no doubt, and I'm hanging tough. Over and out.
In it. Silent State on Sundance and row number one. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Our daddy is dead. Yeah, because he has a green card. He's cute.
Good afternoon. Your question. You're on with Professor Beverly. Your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour. We have another 7 minutes and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm a lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which... I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike show.
Oh, come on. Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew. And I'd like to thank you, including, by the way, our new callers. And that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
Oh, ha.
Hugh Hamilton.
Ha, Hugh.
Oh, come on.
Boy, am I in love.
Do I still have O'Reilly in here? We do O'Reilly's. We just got
shame on you.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. And what else?
What? A bunch of bull.
Thank you. Here we go, Mike. Your favorite part.
Oh, I do love this.
Are you a lucky boy?
I think about my laughing place.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or, you know, between, well, listen, what's the point? Look at your watch.
Yeah.
Let's see what time it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Too busy for this.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This would be Smash Mouth. I consider it to be an acquired taste. Pacific Coast Party. They had enough records that they'll be playing at Great America and Six Flags and other quality locations with Triumph, the Insult Comic Dog.
We'll always love the name of the band. We'll always enjoy that because it's really one of my credos.
Smash Mouth, right. I thought it was Rob Scrito. Rob Scrito for love.
No, Rob Scrito is put it in a tube sock.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Hello.
Look how patient he's been.
Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
How's your
ready to laugh? How's your Rubik's Cube?
We're laughing.
terrific. Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Red, the Red Roof Bobblehead, and all the shit. Back after a busy night of voting on what internet prisoner Kieran should do.
Right.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi. Yeah. I don't know. I'm guilty. I logged a little time on that dude's website.
Pretty interesting. I did too.
This morning I saw him sleeping, I think, in a gray sack for about 15 minutes.
In the words of Ted Knight, didn't he say to the guys in the locker room in Caddyshack, don't you have home?
But I guess you watched him from home, so that's okay. Listen, you can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, friends, on this Thursday.
Thursday.
You got some on your shirt?
I got lunch on my shirt. Oh, dear.
06. Well, I'm glad it didn't slow down the open of the show.
Thank you.
06, Rob. 1506.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, tight shirt.
Hi.
And here's the phone number you need. Boy, you did. What did you do?
I have no idea.
Don't worry, Mike. You look good in anything you eat.
Don't ever clean anything with a paper towel because then it'll get the paper towel on you.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. And that one's busy. Try this one. 800-636-1067. For a limited amount of days, you can still call us at 202-432-1067 if you're listening to us in Washington, D.C. on WJFK.
We have a new number at the new place? Is that where you're?
Nope, we will just be losing the 202 number.
Got you.
It's out. Listen, you can also email us. Same place you can hear us on the internet. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You'll hear the show on the internet. You can email us. Go ahead. John gets them, and he shields us from your harsh words.
Most of them. It's a nice boy like that.
And as I mentioned, I think 8788 is the current record for him balling up hate email and just throwing it right into the trash can across the room.
Man, nothing but net.
He's good at that.
He really
is. Go ahead, email if you want at donandmikewebsite.com. And we're also right there on iTunes as well. Go to iTunes and go to Talk Radio. And, and that's all the stuff that I have to say at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
So let's start.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
This would be cold call number one.
Your turn, sir.
Would you like that sent to your mansion or your yacht?
Hello there.
Yes,
hello?
It's you, sir. Go ahead.
Ass, hello. Let me use a term I'm sure you've heard before. Hey, ass, what's up?
I don't think he understands it without the prefix. Dumbass.
Just hung up.
Oh.
Really?
Well, yeah, that didn't go well.
Probably not the best.
Guy just hung up.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that boiler room thing, though.
Why?
Because today I got a call. I very rarely get a chance, really, to go off on a solicitor.
Okay.
On some carny huckster.
It's fun, isn't it?
Normally I'll just say, you know, I don't have time, no thank you, and goodbye and hang up.
Right.
Well, this guy calls, and it's obvious that he's working in some mass call book thing. The guy calls and he says, for instance, I'm going, well, what's the name of a big famous investment house?
Legg Mason.
Okay, Legg Mason. Not Legg Mason in this case, but, you know, who knows?
Lehman Brothers.
You know,
Schwab.
With my money, you know, and the way my money is running, so it's in some of this everywhere. I don't know about it. So anyway, it says the name of the company on the caller ID, and I pick it up, and I go, hello. And the guy, who sounds like the guy in Boiler Room, obviously speaking to me on the speaker phone, his Bluetooth.
How are you, Mr. Source?
Yeah, that's what it is. Michael Source, please. I said, hi. Hi, this is so-and-so at Legg Smith, Barney Mason.
Uh-huh.
And we have some problems that we would like to talk about with your account. And I said, what kind of problems? He said, well, we noticed some inconsistencies. I said, what kind of inconsistencies? He said, well, it really would be best if we could open up a file and discuss your investments and exactly what you've done. I said, hold on just a second. I said, I swear to God, it's so funny you mentioned Boiler Room. I said, I have seen the movie Boiler Room. Please don't tell me that on some level you're some struggling New Yorker
standing in a cheap $200 suit, cold calling people on a list because I may have some money invested somewhere in your company. He said, no, not at all. I said, really? Well, tell me a little bit about my portfolio with you then. Well, it'll take me a moment to pull it up. I have some exciting... I said, ah! You have some exciting... And then I mentioned Boiler Room again.
Uh-huh. Exciting news for you.
It's so weird you said that, because I said to him, I've seen the movie Boiler Room. Really? You're cold calling me, right?
Would you be interested in some junk bonds?
So then I hang up the phone, and, you know, like the scared adult that I am now out there on my own, I immediately call my accountant, and I'm like, I hope I did the right thing. And
right.
He said, yes, that was a crap call. He said, I'm surprised you don't get more of those.
Yeah, and what they do now, at least you're talking to a human being, because I'm getting more of the recorded calls. And I thought it was you this morning. I thought it was you at 1 minute before 8 o'clock. And I thought usually that would indicate that's not a Regis call. That's something of a business nature that you're going to call me. And instead it was, I owed money.
Uh-huh.
I owed money to the hospital.
Hospital?
Yeah. For when I cut my finger off.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. $50.
They sent you an automated call about that?
The automated call came the night before when it was, and that's the one, because Carla said to me, I get a call and it's like a 5 second delay. I'm like, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? And here. Greetings from the Tropicana Hotel and Casino. And I hang up the phone. I go, oh, there's that Tropicana. Carla says to me, well, you know, you can just call the Tropicana and tell them you don't want those calls anymore. And I went,
yeah.
Well, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Kind of
like
that. I like
that. Like it.
Sure.
You know, come on.
Tropicana's calling.
Do you want that offer sent to your mansion or your yacht?
Yeah. You know, I realize every day just how little I still know about how the real world actually operates. I took a moment today, and I hope I don't bring anybody down. We're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of Frida passing away, and, you know, she, besides the way I felt about her, and that's well documented, she ran everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a moment today where I thought it's been almost a year, and hooray for me, I haven't effed things up.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't go over the deep end.
Right.
I didn't overindulge with anything I shouldn't overindulge with. The house is still up. The mortgage is paid.
Yep.
The car is paid. The boy's in school. The daughter is set up with the grandkids. I'm saving. I seem to know where the money is.
You're doing the work?
Most importantly, yes. Most importantly, I've not effed it up.
Exactly.
That's
job one. Congratulations.
You don't know how little...
You've done it.
You don't know how little self-confidence I had...
In the day-to-day workings of the world.
Yeah, because the whole time Frida was alive, it would never enter into my mind that one day I'd be without her.
Right.
And
right.
I always had the luxury of she would just say, here, hey, come here. Hey, come here. Just sign. Just sign.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor and sign.
Right.
You know, she'd say, one day you'll find out what a pain in the ass all of this is.
Right.
And I'm realizing now that I'm about a year into it.
Well, you were given an allowance, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you really didn't have any
no.
knowledge of the day-to-day workings.
It was only recently.
Yes.
That I found out how much money we make.
Right.
I mean, that's why I was bragging about it that day. I mean, I had an idea.
It was a revelation.
But it was like, I said, oh, you're kidding me.
Uh-huh.
You're kidding me. How much happens after taxes? I'm like, oh, get out of here.
Stop it.
Get out of here.
It's a reasonable amount of money after taxes.
But it's been a...
And alimony.
It's been a, you know, in a lot of ways, like I said, the worst year of my life, but in some ways it's actually been the best year.
You had mentioned that because you've grown a little bit.
Right. Yeah, and...
Grown up a little bit.
The house is still there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't screwed it up.
I didn't F up my life.
You're not driving down to your house with like a... you know, a row of bill collectors at your door.
No.
You're doing the work. You're paying the bills.
You know, and I'm not getting up in the morning and taking a couple of pops on the crack pipe and
right.
and opening up the bottle of vodka at 9 a.m.
Well, not on the weekdays.
To roll in here.
Right.
Yeah, well, the weekends are sacred times.
So absolutely. It's good time. That's what we call quality time.
It's time to find the crack whores and bring them over.
Uh-huh.
But no, I'm very proud of myself, as dumb as it sounds, to be a functioning, regular member of society and not to have had my life literally crumble around me, to me, is rather amazing.
Yeah.
Rather amazing that I'm
proud of you too.
That I can actually survive.
I say that to people all the time.
Doing all of the things that all of you take for granted that you do every day.
I knew you could.
That I never thought I would.
Well, there are people that don't, and you should be proud of yourself.
That's true. Well, I can't. I mean,
Well, I could see how you couldn't, but I really can't see how you couldn't.
I mean, I suppose you're right. I suppose the vast majority of people...
What are you going to do?
You go on. You go on no matter what. Right. I was speaking to a friend of my friend's mother, who just my friend Jeff, who just lost his dad.
Right.
And I had the pleasure of sitting and talking to his mom today, and I was talking about you, and you do. You move forward. You keep your forward motion, and you have to. I guess you don't have much of a choice.
No.
You don't really have much of a choice.
Understand, I'm just amazed.
I know.
Did you know once every 5 years you've got to clear out your septic tank? Once every 5 years?
I didn't know that.
Don't have a septic tank.
I live, you do. And you know what that involves? Well, that involves, first off, it involves a hose, because what you're going to be doing is...
Oh, my God, you're not doing it yourself, are you?
Well, just like stealing gas.
No, Don.
That's how I got it going.
Someone has misinformed you. You don't that way.
No, of course you don't. But what I mean is, I had no idea of this. I get a card in the mail, and it's one of those things that's, like, impossible to decipher. It's, like, from the county, and it's, like, blah, 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 blah. And finally, I read between, and it's, like, got a phone number. I call it and go, oh, I don't know when the last time this was done. They were out there today just pumping away my number two. Just pumping away.
Is it 5 years?
God, yeah, that's what they said. Yeah,
I think it has a lot to do with how many people are in the household, too. How much you are generating has a lot to do with it.
Well, I can't remember. I never knew that this even existed.
Right.
And then once...
Hats off to the people that do that, too.
Yeah.
And shoes off, in many cases.
I shook no hands today.
No, yeah. Good.
I shook no hands. I offered sodas, and what I did was I put the cans of soda on the hood.
You didn't bring down a bowl of chips?
I just put the sodas on the hood of their truck.
That's a cool thing to do.
That's
a very cool thing to do. I told you about the one up in Maine, right, when we had all sorts of trouble with the septic tank up there, and I'm looking at this guy, and he's having his lunch. And I S U not, yeah. Pardon the pun. He is having his lunch with his lunchbox next to him. His feet are dangling over, and he is eating his lunch over the tank.
Wow.
Yeah?
You get used to it.
Well, that was his life. He did it every day.
Sure.
Wasn't fazed by it.
Sandwich wouldn't taste the same without it.
Wasn't fazed by it at all.
I just stood inside and watched. You know,
did you pour Rid in there? The stuff that we watch on TV, you know, where they eat the...
Oh, Rid X? I don't know.
The S eaters?
I have no
remember
idea.
Remember that little cartoon we enjoy so bad?
I love that. It's
wonderful.
It's the best 30-second show on television.
Fantastic. I love that.
So I watched them do that job and just thought with amazement, boy, I don't have... You know, that's off my slate now
right.
for 5 years.
It's done.
I didn't even know that it was there. Mm-hmm. And God knows the last time it was done.
Are you with your filters?
What, in the house? The air filters for the house?
Yeah, for the little things you put in the ductwork.
On top of it.
Yeah.
On top of it.
You're probably ahead of me on that.
Change the filters every 90 days.
Wow, that's great. You know, there's some you can buy that you don't have to do it for 6 months.
Right.
Well,
new ones.
I don't know. It's just, I'm
there you go. There
I'm
you
amazed.
He immediately turns away and says, I don't know.
I don't know.
Still a little of you that doesn't want to be burdened with any details.
Oh, of course.
You don't want to have a discussion about filters.
No one does.
No, what I mean when I say I don't know is that, you know, I feel retarded for even you bring it up, but I mentioned it. I sound like an idiot. Like,
why?
I do change it every 90 days.
There are people that don't.
I went through 47 years where I didn't do it one goddamn day.
Right.
I've only done it for the last year, so don't give me a medal yet. I'm just saying I'm amazed that I'm almost at the one-year line, and, you know, I'm not in rehab.
House is standing.
And the house is still standing, and my kids are still talking to
me. Right,
and I got a girlfriend, and I didn't F up the radio show.
Good
and,
for you.
And everything else, so... How about that? Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
I'll be goddamn.
Hooray for you. I think we are all, whether you know it or not, we are all proud of you for coming through on the other side of this.
And not surprised that you did it.
I mean, everybody. And I'm proud of everybody on this show, too. I really am. I'm proud of everybody. It's been a crappy year for everybody. It really has.
But things are getting better.
Yes, they are. We're having fun. And I think somebody was telling me that last night, that they were listening. We sounded like we were having fun. I said, we are having a good time.
Yeah,
we're having as much fun as we've had here in 20 years of doing this radio. Rob, I know you're not. I know you're an exception
Rob's
to
not
that.
Having fun.
He shouldn't be having fun. He's trying to make it so we have fun.
Yeah, that's it. That is your job. That is the prime directive.
Very good.
Because don't forget that boy who looks like Schwimmer. He is just a nun's pube away.
Once your job.
From stealing that gig from you. Because that's who I want as our producer, is Joshua Tree.
And Rob, save that sign. You can hold up that balls sign whenever you want me to laugh. There you go. It works 100%. And did somebody
now, why are you holding up a sign that says balls?
There was something yesterday where Rob was making me laugh, or you were, well, you were all, it was one of those rare days where you all were making
me laugh. It was actually last week when you said, I need something to make me laugh.
Yes, and Rob keeps the sign handy when I need a laugh. I don't know why he thinks I need a laugh, but.
No, I just like you to have fun.
I do have fun. I'm having fun most of the time when I'm here.
Not me.
It's the part outside of the studio where we don't have any fun. You know, that's the, but even that has gotten a little bit better.
Yes,
I think because we're anticipating our move.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We're really not going to we're not going to be involved with a lot of the crap that we've been involved with before. I think it's going to be lots of fun.
No, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's a total like it's like that TV show that you like so bad that with that queer guy that Ty
Extreme Home
Ty Makeover. Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
I'm telling you, they've taken just a house that was built of dog ass,
right?
And they just gutted the entire thing and put brand new stuff that 30 years from now will be somebody else's dog ass.
Amen. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Somebody else's problem.
I drove out there today, as a matter of fact. I took a test run. Took a test drive out there.
Oh, did you? And?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, of course I didn't. Why would you?
You told me not to.
I know, I'm kidding you.
You told me not to.
I'm kidding you, friend.
But it's not like you had to tell me twice. You know?
True.
It's like, okay, I'm not driving out there.
I just think you should wait until a little more progress beyond the major hassle of the construction of this new place has been done.
You had seen it when it was crappy, and now it's like halfway there, and you want me to see the finished product.
Correctamundo. Correctamundo.
I'm just, I want to get my timing right. I want to get my timing right. Now, when to leave, when to get there, you know, when to do it. Got to get all that right. I'm going to have to give it one trial run, I think. One perfect trial run. I'm a little nervous about that, you know?
About the studio we'll be broadcasting from in a couple of weeks is roughly, what, 15 miles from where we are right now?
Which in Washington, D.C. is, well, about an hour and a half further than it was before. So I just have to make sure I get the timing right, and that's the most important thing.
And, of course, Mike was kicking and screaming every inch of this. My God, oh, the fights we had.
How long did it take for you finally to convince
fists.
Me? I mean, boy, did we fight over that.
Yeah.
I remember that. Everyone could hear it in the entire building because they heard me in the office go, Rockville!
When I say bald fists, I mean fists in the balls.
Yeah.
That's how Mike and I fight.
I came in after I heard it. I said, Don, well, I'd like you to meet... Who are the two guys from Anchorman?
Is it Jack Armstrong
and whatever.
I
positioned myself in the old fighting
style. And what we
style.
Do is we lower our pants. Like I said, it's balls. It's balls.
Yeah.
It's balls.
Right.
And we end up looking like those. Now, bear with me for a second. I know you've seen them at football games. When the people in the stands have the little football player with the hands that go up and down.
Exactly how it goes, you know, like that.
Because Mike and I are on our knees to make it fair.
Right.
Just punching at each other's balls.
It's very, very frightening to watch, but it's therapeutic in a way. And there's always a clear winner. Whoever wins, the way it's going to be. And this is the time. Don just, you know, he leveled me.
I felt passion, Mike.
And I was, you know, curled up on the floor in the fetal position going, Rockville it is!
Uh-huh.
Rockville it is!
And that's how we decided.
Not that Mike has not won his battles.
Yes.
I mean, God knows I've gone home with sore balls.
Yep.
Congratulations on your brand new orthopedic chair, Mike.
Absolutely. I remember you said, I'll never forget the words that came out of your mouth when I came in were, orthopedic chairs are for pussies. And he didn't get that word out of his mouth before I have my buckle undone.
I know.
And we were right down to our knees again, having one of our balled up fists.
Are we balled up fist again? Okay, pal.
At that time, it was pure passion because I wanted this chair.
Very emotional.
Ouch.
I wanted it badly.
Ouch.
It's just painful.
I mean,
he was mad.
I could feel it in the back of my throat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, come on, okay.
You got to pick your battles.
Get your goddamn orthopedic chair.
Quite frankly, on the Rockville thing, my heart wasn't really in it.
Right.
So that's the way it was. So, but I'm this orthopedic chair.
You had to have the chair.
This is coming with me to the new joint. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's how Mike and I settle all of our fights.
It's worked for 20 years. Yeah, why give up a good thing?
All of our major skirmishes.
And for all the people that, you know, we challenge to do that, and then they run down the hallway. So, if you feel that way, how about this? And we drop, you know, and then they run.
Everyone
silly.
Screams.
What?
Everyone screams. When the fans
and runs away.
Like that.
Come back here, Kevin.
Oh, Pimple Boy?
Yeah.
Somebody got to him.
I think so.
Yeah, somebody got to him. Not the usual greeting we get, Rob and I get from him, which is like, hello, hey, how are you? And he's all demonstrative and stuff.
This
was Mr. Mello.
Lower key. This cat is an intern here at the station who has just beautiful skin like a newborn baby's bottom.
He's gone from intern. Now he's Leo Donahoe's executive assistant.
So he's working with the sales staff?
Yeah, he's Leo's guy.
He's Leo's go-to guy?
Yeah.
What is Leo smoking? That's what I want to know.
So hold on. He's like Leo's secretary?
Yeah.
Wow.
Leo picked him from his short list.
What is Leo? I know Leo's short.
Leo is taller than Buzz. That's
no,
true.
He's not.
Yeah,
no, he's not.
Why does Leo the midget need a secretary?
I don't know. Well, he's the new Julie. He's the new national sales guy.
What is Julie?
Julie is now the GSM, isn't she?
Is she?
I think.
Well, doesn't anybody send memos out?
God, I'm so glad we're leaving this building.
See, you won't have to.
I mean,
you'll be out of the loop.
Julie's in Dave Howard's office now.
See, you're mentioning people now. Dave Howard, that was the guy with the goatee?
Yeah. Remember, we talked about him before.
We got rid of him.
Is that the guy with the drinking problem?
No, that was Steve Johnson.
Everyone
no,
here.
Not him. I mean, the guy that really was whacked out in the back that was hiding his bottles back there?
No, that was the engineer, Engineer Matt.
Long time ago.
Remember,
yeah.
He would. It wasn't so much the hiding of the bottles, it was the eating the raw garlic. To hide his breath.
Dave Howard.
Clever, though.
Dave Howard had a run-in with Buzz.
Yes.
Remember he wouldn't pay Buzz?
Right. Dave Howard was good people.
No, he
and
was
I will not
jackass.
Let you smear Dave
you
Howard.
You hated him.
No. I will not let you smear
sorry,
a great
Mike.
Man.
He had to go. One thing that's awful about working here now is that ever since the change in management started to happen, mm-hmm. once Stevens was out of the picture.
Right.
They all of these edicts came down about talking to people who work inside the building mm-hmm. and about how even if a salesperson wanted to come on the show and we wanted them to have them on the show, they would pull them aside and say, hey, listen, don't go on the show.
Right. Well, weren't there people that were saying don't talk to us also off the air?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. I mean, I'm talking now even.
What's their edicts that they can't come on the show anymore?
Oh, well, yeah. They don't like them coming on to discuss biz.
Who doesn't? Where'd that come from? The top?
Management.
It's been from Mike, that's been for, I don't know, 3 years?
Well, I think before we leave here, mm-hmm. there's only a few days left. We got to talk to some of these people.
The confession booth is open.
I don't even know them. I mean, they come and go so quickly.
Yeah.
They're like Paris Hilton's sex video.
I know Leo.
Uh-huh. He's a new one.
Who's the brother? Travis?
Travis is
great. Travis is great. Talk to him today. Julie, Shondell, Mrs. Friends.
All great.
You've named five. There's about 26 of them.
There's a new one I met yesterday. I think his name is...
Adam? Adam Friedman.
The bald guy?
He's shaved head.
Shaved head.
Hmm. Why are we doing this?
I don't know. Because we care. A
couple of weeks.
Because we're not going to have them to kick around anymore.
That's right.
We don't kick them around now.
Exactly.
Because Ken...
And incidentally, when you have nothing to say uh-huh. and you have no justification for what you just say, this is for young broadcasters out
yes.
there. And your partner looks at you like you just
yeah.
looked at me.
Yes.
That's how you respond. You say, exactly.
Uh-huh. That's right.
I know exactly where it went sour. Was one time when... Tim McWilliams
uh-huh.
was in here singing.
Thought that name might come up.
Yep.
When Tim McWilliams was in here singing,
great.
And we were asking him about clients, uh-huh. and he did about 30 minutes of karaoke, and it was about the same time that Alan Linewand, who was the general manager at the time, pulled him aside and told him that he had to dress better,
uh-huh.
that Alan wanted to go out and buy clothes with him.
Where did it go? It went totally south with Tim McWilliams.
You know what? I gotta lay blame now that I'm thinking it through.
Uh-huh.
It started a little bit with Ken, but really, it was Yalen.
Yeah.
Yalen didn't like it.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when it started with Alan is when we left him in the studio and walked out
yeah.
and left him with an open microphone to fill the time.
I remember, because now that I think about it, I remember on more than one occasion that Alan, who was like three general managers for us ago, saying to me something along the lines of, hey, I'm fair game. Anytime you want to call me, I'm there for you guys. But the staff... They gotta work. It can't be like it was. It can't be them coming in and performing with you.
He didn't like fun.
I mean,
he didn't make the connection that these people would come on the show and then they'd go out to one of their clients and it would be fun, like
yeah.
it was for some of them.
Mike, if they're on the air, they can't be selling.
Yeah.
That's was, not that, selling.
That's really as basic as it was for him.
That's where the edict started. And now it may be watered down now.
I think it's never been like a solid policy, but I think it's understood among the staff.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, that's too bad.
It is.
All right, well, then we're leaving.
No, we are. And that's why we'll have segments like Meet Our Neighbors, where we will have neighbor. Right. I mean, like the chiropractor and the family practitioner and whatever, some notary
cool
public.
Is the chiropractor like right next door?
Yeah.
Oh, right,
and then
bonus.
The adult novelty store. And the head shop.
And we are set.
The head shop. And the fish store.
And the fireworks stand. And the year-round fireworks stand.
Are we there yet?
Oh, did you see on CNN this morning? Did I laugh my ass off?
What happened?
I'll just preface this by saying, fortunately, nobody was hurt. But they said, and in Indianapolis, fireworks during the daytime, one of those fireworks stands.
Oh, big no. ones in Indiana.
Caught on fire.
Mm-hmm. Like the kind they have in a tent in a shopping center parking lot?
Yeah, it was in like a in an abandoned lot.
Oh, boy.
And it was great because the thing was just engulfed in flames, and the fireworks yeah. were shooting like crazy. It's like the moment you wait for the 4th of July when they just launch everything they've got.
A little early.
Everything was going off at once, and even though it was daylight,
right.
you could just see it was boom, 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 boom. Oh, it was fantastic.
Sure. Husker do's, Husker don't.
Oh, it's fantastic. And
you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats? No Roman candles or screaming memes. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers. No whistling bungholes. No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without a scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser.
Snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Well, that might be a problem. It's not what you like, it's the consumer.
What a bunch of bull. Right.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Joe. Joe Ardinger is Joe Dirt.
Oh,
and also on TV this morning, I watched the Today Show
uh-huh.
and saw Matt Lauer tease his interview with Britney.
Oh.
And just yesterday, or maybe the day before, we were talking about pictures of Britney Spears on the website. And Mike was saying to me, how can you really still be attracted to her?
Right.
And I said, well, I can't help it. I am. Uh-huh. I just want to say this. I hadn't seen the close-up of Britney.
Glad to hear you're coming around.
That I saw, but you don't have the face. But
you know she is.
She has a pretty face, but what I saw this morning on the Today Show looked like somebody went into a movie.
Yeah.
Like, let's say an actress like Goldie Hawn.
Right.
And they tried to put the fake fat on her face.
Oh, she's so jowly.
Right. She's got so much going.
Well, she's pregnant again, so she's gaining the baby weight right back.
So at one point, she's crying. She's crying the cry that they all cry about, you know, it's our lives. Why won't they leave us alone?
Right. Thank God every day. Fall on your knees and thank God for the culture of celebrity that lets you exist.
So while she's doing this, though, it's almost like a Tammy Faye Baker thing the mascara is running down the face.
The hastily applied mascara.
And I'm looking at her, and I just have to say,
yes.
I really thought to myself, pig.
Just how wonderful.
Pig.
Now. And apparently in the interview she's going to say she is she's back. She loves Kevin. He is a wonderful father.
I'm still attracted to her. Mm-hmm. I'm still attracted to her. But oh brother. I mean
I'm amazed that you are, and let me tell you why I'm amazed you are. Nobody on this show has more of a problem with feet.
Yeah.
Than you do.
I know.
And she has the grossest feet in the history of celebrity.
She's the ultimate fixer-upper. She really is.
So you look at her as like an old house. This old broad.
I don't consider myself to be a suave, sophisticated, deboner man.
Right.
But you compare me to the men that she's been around, and I include her paw and all of her kinfolk and all the Hollywood types. I've got to come off
this old hoe.
You want to be her Bob Vila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you want to go in there and like put new tile on the floor.
What I'm saying
take
is,
up the linoleum.
She's got to think I'm like Jonas Salk. She's got to think that I'm like a genius or something.
No, absolutely.
Because once I explain to her, darling, listen, I'm like you. Obviously, you don't care about your feet. I don't care about my feet. But even I wash my feet.
She would probably approve of the lovemaking with socks on. She probably would.
I think so.
She probably wouldn't care. I mean, she doesn't care about her own feet, so she might not care about yours.
And for those who care, I did clock myself in the shower today.
Oh, yes?
Because I wanted to give you an accurate time.
Oh, good.
5 minutes and 40 seconds.
And that is normal.
Okay.
You weren't particularly booking it?
Nope. That was just average. That means getting in, rinsing, washing the hair, getting that out, putting conditioner in, which is a joke with hair like mine.
No.
Conditioner.
Do you shampoo and condition?
Yep. Then scrub, loofah, like the elbows and stuff.
The Duke.
And, of course, work it.
Right. like Lester Burnham.
Yeah, but that's at the very end.
Yeah,
and that doesn't take long. Sometimes that happens by itself.
Actually, you can just, with a well-placed breath of air on it.
Yeah.
Running water.
And the right soap plus.
Away we go.
And if I walk in and I've got to go to the bathroom anyway, it's like, the channel's been open.
You can get so much done.
Right. I understand what I'm saying. So, it was 5 minutes and 40 seconds approximately today.
Well, all right.
That's still rapid. Now, that includes going all the way down.
That's rapid with shampooing and the gay conditioning that you do also.
That includes going all the way down. Yes, touching my feet, washing my feet. For those of you...
You like lift your feet up and wash your feet?
Yes, I do. And for those of you out there concerned about, back there of which we do not speak, hey, I got news for you. That gets a nice little loofah treatment.
Loofah?
Oh.
You might be a little painful.
Not at all, Mike. Not at all, Mike. It's loofah? Just my little ass rag.
Oh, it's a towel.
No, it's not. This is what it is. It's more like a cheesecloth. Like you
bet your ass it is.
Like you, yeah. I made a joke too.
It didn't start out that way.
Like you would just chamois your car.
with a nice wet chamois.
Nah, but listen, top to bottom, clean, 5 minutes, 40 seconds, I'm out.
Wow, that's great.
And I thought about it today, really. Yeah. At 25 minutes.
Oh, man. I love it.
See, are you one of those guys that you stand there like a chick would and go, I'm just going to let the water wash over me and relax me?
Well, sure.
I mean, is that part of it?
No. I mean, I shampoo and condition and shave, as we talked about the other day. And, the pre-rinse.
You both are fags for the conditioning.
The conditioner is good.
That's what chicks do.
No, conditioner is good for your hair. It keeps your hair
Men
healthy.
Men shampoo. They don't shampoo and condition.
Oh, they should.
Wait till you lose it, okay? That's the one thing that you've still got over everybody in this room. Is that you've still got your hair?
What? So
and Buzz, of course,
what,
is not in this room.
Is the conditioning a result of that? They say you don't. You want to condition to keep what you got. I don't know about that.
Doesn't the conditioning lock the color in, Buzz?
Yes, it does. Get off my lawn, Rob.
You are a bad neighbor. But really, what do you do for 25 minutes?
Just what I said. I mean, you get first of all, you have to make sure you get really wet all over your hair. Gets really wet, and then you shampoo your
hair. And how long does that take to get really wet?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to guess 2.5 minutes.
He has the least surface area of anyone on the show.
This is true. Do you have good water pressure? Not as good as I'd like. I like a shower that'll knock you down.
Oh, those, me too.
Not quite.
They're
like
hard to find. They really are hard to find.
I know.
Well, sorry.
25 minutes, though. I would have to, find things to do in 25 minutes.
I do.
No, I look forward to it. I like that time. I like the warm water or the cool water, depending on the time of year.
He's a fag. Why don't you just take a bath?
Well, I've learned something now. The conditioning is for hair loss. Is that what it's for? The shampoo and conditioner.
Keep it healthy. Mike, at this point, I have a variety of products that
you do?
That I will slab on back there. I mean,
I didn't know that.
I'm not to the Rogaine or anything, because what's going to happen back there is obviously already happening much worse to Rob.
Well, by the time Rob is your age, Rob will be all bald.
Perhaps if I start to lose my hair, I'll condition.
Let's see. How would you like to take those headphones off and show us the back?
I'd be delighted, because I just got it cut. You'll see how it's coming in strong.
Absolutely. Let's take a look.
Big bald spot.
Look at that working.
Look at that. No.
That's gone.
You're touching where there's hair. You're touching where there's hair.
You're not only in the back. No, he's losing it on top now.
No, that's because it's short.
No, but that's it.
You're high.
Look at the hairline.
Why is that your answer to everything? You just said it to Mike.
Yeah, you're high.
How long you worked here?
10 years.
You like your job?
13.
13 years. We would be able to grab a picture of you with the flat top from I'll say, 8 years ago or thereabouts,
okay,
and compare it to you today.
We should.
And you would see the difference in the hair. You know what? Right here, right up on top where your flat top starts,
yeah,
you know how it kind of goes down here and then it goes...
Yeah, it's a little receding, but you've always said it's on top, and it's
right?
Not. It's not.
Goddamn.
The only change is I'm not beautiful.
Look, don't trust me. Trust, 50,000 fans at FedEx Field.
92,000. And not an obscured view. Every seat is great.
Down on his major cranium.
Get out of here.
And it's beautiful. And I wash my hair with Dial.
Do you condition too?
No.
Yeah.
No, I regenerate a new head of hair every 2 weeks. I don't need to condition that.
All right, different places.
Have a seat.
Took that shampoo we got at the hotel in New York and brought that home. I liked it so much.
Was it good?
I liked it so bad because it lathered up real good.
Brooklyn?
Did you use the shampoo in the hotel, or did you use something you brought?
No, I stole everything from that hotel.
Good.
Say they had good stuff.
I even stole the thing of Kleenex.
Oh, really?
They had like a box of Kleenex.
Certain hotels have really good stuff
sure.
If you want to keep, and I kind of liked all the stuff they had. I just took the shampoo, though. I like that.
Oh, I got a bulletin. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Rob says he stole the box spring.
From that hotel.
Here you go.
Tough to get that in your carry-on.
Not your penance.
Okay, this portion of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Head On. Head On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide.
Big Head
Mike,
On.
Be sure to try Head On today.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
What is it?
Ah, and therein lies the mystery,
that's
Mike.
That's right. You'll just
is that their whole thing?
You'll have to find out.
That they don't tell you what they
Mike,
do?
Mike, it's a Truman Show thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, one of those things.
Remember the buttons?
So I don't want to mess with it.
Remember the buttons they used to wear a... How will it end?
Right.
How will it end?
Exactly.
That's right. That's right.
It's a whole Head On.
Truman Show. Get curious enough, gotcha. You'll look into it.
Okay.
Truman Show thing.
I understand. I'm not going to mess with that client.
No.
That's for sure. I value my job.
Now, do we have the Cheryl tapes?
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
And they're ready to go.
If you like them, they're
here. We are ready to roll with Cheryl the Big Dyke.
I'm excited about that.
At DC Gay Pride Day Parade. Mm-hmm. We've been sitting on these tapes literally for a couple of days.
So to speak.
They're warm now.
Want to play them for you now?
Don and Mike, this is Cheryl the Big Dyke, and on my way over to the Dyke March, I stopped at another gay event, and they're playing Cher music. Go figure.
Let's enjoy the Cher.
I think she does let us enjoy the Cher for a couple of seconds here. Oh, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl.
Here's another one.
Hi, Brett. Volupalooza, and it's a fundraiser for a gay organization called the Burgundy Crescent Volunteers. Is everyone excited for Gay Pride Weekend?
Woo-hoo! Yes, we are.
Doesn't he sound gay? Are you ready for gay? Don and Mike, I'm interviewing a fag right now. And now I'm going to interview a dyke.
Hi, Don and Mike. Love the show.
See you later. All right.
All right. I think we heard those previously. Let's go to an as-of-yet-unheard track.
Don and Mike, I'm talking to the former Mr. Capital Pride Leather. He just gave up his title this week. And he's not gay. Say hi to Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hey, Don and Mike.
These are two gay boys that love you. Do you listen to Don and Mike?
All the time.
See? There's some fags that love the fags.
Those are good tapes from Cheryl the Big Dyke.
She's hit and run. She's just going all over that gay pride parade.
So anyway, we've got about 20 of those to hear from Cheryl talking to people, and we'll dive right into that. We'll dive right into the big pile that is the gay pride parade.
Gay pride parade.
Right after this.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no. That's the right order. Let's see who got it right. And in the fastest time, Ted Patchell. Patchell, congratulations. We have five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you
do? Computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good.
the Don and Mike Show.
We're just totally not comfortable.
Well, then, fine.
With the gay guys. So you guys, you're gay. You stayed in.
Here's Don and Mike to talk for you.
What's wrong with you? I know that they're a sponsor on the show, so I want to be careful how I say this. I'm talking now about Cox Communications. Everybody throughout America knows what Cox Cable is and Cox Internet.
Major company.
Well, here, where we broadcast from, in Duplass, Fairfax, Virginia, there's some kind of fair or festival going on.
Yes.
And there are movies. There, it says, Movies After Dark.
That's right.
And I came in today and I thought, now, my goodness, am I going to be ashamed to be working in this town where there's a big banner right up on Main Street, literally on Main Street, that says Cox Movies.
Oh.
At night.
Very exciting.
And I thought, well, now, how the hell do you get away with that?
Yeah, because we're kind of like middle America.
How do you get away with that? In essence, having a big drive-in movie theater, and it's Cox Movies.
Yeah, you can't do it in the daytime.
That's true. But really?
It's only after dark when that phone starts.
And then after like the third time I did the double, the triple take, it was, oh, COS. Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's the big company.
Oh, sponsor. I thought it was
like Wally Cox.
I thought it was a totally different, you know, genre.
No.
I thought, well, you're not going to get the crowd you think you're going
to
get.
No, they're
going to
have, they normally have that type of thing happen out in Vegas.
For Cox Movies After Dark.
Were you getting ready to get your tickets?
And
get your VIP passes?
Sign. You'll see it tonight when you leave.
Right.
When you're down at the Exxon station and you make the left-hand turn to get, like, on 66.
This is the season for festivals.
That's right. There's a big, gigantic brown banner, and on one side it says Cox Movies, and on the other side, you know, at night or
after
festival.
Dark. Yeah.
After dark,
right?
Buzz, that's exactly it.
That's right.
Cox Movies After Dark.
That was
I'm
my
so
suggestion.
Glad you figured that out now. Can you imagine you would be down there waiting for your first film, and then it'd be like, what? Hey, where's the payoff?
No, like, I came for the money shot,
that's
and
right.
It's not here.
No,
why are there so many people with dogs and frisbees?
Why there's not even any nudity?
Exactly.
Get me out of here.
All right, let's get to the gay stuff. Not that that's not gay in,
right.
In its own right.
Gay, but not too gay.
But our good friend, Cheryl the Big Dyke,
right.
Went to the Gay Pride Parade here in D.C. over the weekend.
And I think has already been demonstrated. We have lots of supporters in the gay community here in Washington, D.C. and around the country. And I think Cheryl always manages to mention that and finds people that enjoy the show and listen to the show. The thing I like about the Gay Pride Parade is that you have a lot of people that are not just out, they are way out.
Yeah.
Really out.
And this is just one bite of our gay
sandwich?
Of our gay apple.
Uh-huh.
Because next week we'll have the tape from Homosexual Joe.
Yes.
Homo Joe's going to the Gay Pride Parade in Baltimore this weekend with his tape recorder.
Right. And I understand that's an angrier Gay Pride Parade.
Bite the gay apple.
Yay.
Bite the gay Granny Smith.
Wonderful.
She's the red apple, he's the green apple.
Nice. Is that how it works?
Yeah. Or maybe it's vice versa.
I didn't even know that.
I don't know.
I don't know the rules.
Just made that up.
No.
And now here's Cheryl the Big Dyke at the Gay Pride Parade.
Excited about Gay Pride Weekend?
Yeah. Out of my gay.
Are you a pitcher or a catcher?
Wow. I'm the umpire.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. How about you? I know you're a catcher.
Try again, sister.
Oh, no. Thanks.
God.
Wow.
Cheryl
she gets right into the specifics of it, doesn't she?
Not a good guesser, though.
Why are they talking about baseball? She's so much better than this than Joe. And we send Joe out with finely tuned scripts.
I know.
I mean, scripts that are this
which
close
Joe?
Away.
Which Joe? Are you talking about Homo Joe or our Joe?
Oh, no. Joe Ardinger.
Right.
We send Joe out with scripts that are this close to being as funny as Jay Leno's scripts.
Our writers just labor over the scripts for Joe for hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cheryl's got no prep service at all. And look at her.
She wings it.
Winging it.
Yeah.
Know how to party.
Sounds like it. Sounds like a wild party right there.
I believe that was
she doing standing next to a speaker.
Some of her biting sarcasm.
Yes.
I think so. And there's the word again, biting.
A little disco music.
Like the apple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the Dyke March right now.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes, we are.
2, 4, 6, 8, in the apathy, stop the hate. 2, 4, 6, 8,
and the apathy, stop the hate.
2, 4, 6, 8,
and the apathy, stop the
hate. 2, 4, 6, 8, we're just different. All these
tourists can't
be straight. All these tourists.
All these what? Tourists.
That was a cute one. Let's do that one with
everyone. I like that one.
Yeah. All right, everyone. 2, 4, 6, 8, all these tourists can't be straight. 2, 4, 6, 8, all these tourists can't be straight. 2, 4, 6, 8, all these tourists can't be straight. 2, 4, 6, 8, all these tourists can't be straight.
That's funny.
So they're marching right now.
That is a great cheer. 2, 4, 6, 8, all these tourists can't be straight.
Now more Cheryl the Big Dyke at the D.C. Gay Pride Parade.
Yes, please.
We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous.
Don't F with us.
It's a good one.
What is this?
Banging. Are these some Krishnas at the gay pride parade?
Once again, it's been possible to walk through the streets of Washington, D.C. within really reach of the places where laws are passed to restrict us and yet express a vibrant dyke sensibility, really, really consistent with the past several decades of combining work for gender and female identity, trans, the sense of being a vibrant community. All of that's here today. It's a really wonderful sight.
And do dykes rule?
Dykes totally roll. Dykes rock the world. We really run everything. We're the teachers, the social...
That to me is like listening to any woman who's just going... until it gets to do dykes rule? Dykes rule! Right to
John and I were discussing this interview. The person is not identified, but does she not sound a lot like Ellen?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think we decided it wasn't.
I was going to say Hillary Clinton, perhaps, a little bit. And I'm not saying that because everybody knows my politics. You know, if I was if I was doing a different kind of radio show, you might say I was pandering just there. But really, I think there was a little of that sound.
A little tomboy.
Yeah. The workers, the nurses, the librarians, emergency techs. People who don't want us to be employed to touch their children. We're really the people who provide all the services that are caregiving, respectful, and that keep the country going. And it's time that we're recognized as a major economic power as well as a source of basic everyday service.
Let's get back to Dyke's rule.
It is patriotism.
More poetry.
That's right. Dyke's rule, Don and Mike.
There you go. Thank you.
2, 4, 6, 8. All these tourists can't be straight.
We count on Gerald to bring it back on point.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Dyke's rule.
Yeah.
Hi, John and Mike. I found a radical fairy at the Dyke March. You kind of look like you could be a guy somewhere under that, but you're not. And what's your name?
Potpourri.
His name, her name is Potpourri.
That's right.
And you're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Are you a top or a bottom?
Bottom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think you know what that means.
Well, she answered pretty quickly.
That's right.
Are you a bottom when you're a woman and when you're a man, or when you're just a woman?
I'm a bottom all the time.
Okay, guys. Catching all the time.
Gotcha.
Cheryl, ABC, always be catching. Sounds like she's in the thick of it right now.
Oh, my.
She got caught up in the moment there. Yeah.
Was that Cheryl who was yelling?
I think so.
I think you're right.
I think so. Here's more. I want to be in my mother?
No, in that number. Yeah, I think they kept the original word.
Not a bad lyric, though, Don.
What is this?
Wow. Wow.
Is that Cheryl on the bullhorn?
No, I think that sounds to me like maybe that's an older lesbian.
When the dice go marching in.
after you. You decide to take, you're taking everybody out for a nice quiet day in the city, you know. Want to take in the Lincoln Memorial.
Exactly. It's a little pitchy. Okay, what's next? What?
That one sounded a little distorted to me.
You guys, like can't whip me. I don't do it alone. Get out of your chair, my festivals are everywhere. Get out of your seat, get out of your chair.
Get out of your seat, get out of your chair. Bisexuals are everywhere. These chants are fantastic. Yes, they are.
Out of your seat, out of your chair. Bisexuals are everywhere.
Right.
Out of your seat, out of your chair. Bisexuals are everywhere.
Wow.
You never know when a bisexual is about.
Who's that?
2, 4, 6, 8
Tranny boys are really great.
Tranny boys
are really great. Yes. I hear cowbells.
Oh, of course.
Picture a lot of banners.
Tranny girls?
Tranny girls?
Yeah.
Is that transsexual?
Yes.
Or transvestite?
Well, it's either or, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it could be either in this case.
Stop that one. Everybody's got a goddamn cheer. Let's see what's next.
Sure.
We're at the Gay Pride Parade, and I have here with me Ophelia Bottoms, one of DC's most fabulous drag queens. Tell me, Ophelia, are you feeling gay today?
Oh, yes, Cheryl. I'm feeling super fabulous.
Ophelia Bottoms.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
New favorite right here.
Ophelia Bottoms.
What do you think, Mike? Regular or menthol?
I think Harvey Firestein. Ophelia Bottoms.
Yeah, we've heard Ophelia before.
Well, this is wonderful. Well, then I'm ready for the next act.
Pride Parade, and I have here with me Ophelia Bottoms, one of DC's most fabulous drag queens. Tell me, Ophelia, are you feeling gay today?
Oh, yes, Cheryl. I'm feeling super fabulous, uber-duper gay. I have my rainbow mohawk and all my rainbow accoutrements to ride in this fabulous gay parade. Happy Pride, everybody.
God.
Okay. Okay, well, we're just taking it all in.
Right.
Like a good parade.
Okay, we're getting ready for the parade, and the gay music is everywhere.
I give her credit.
She is doing another fabulous job.
You know what that is?
What?
That's gay guy, face down, ass up music. You know what I mean?
Wow. Gotcha.
We have a couple luscious lesbians here who are Latina, luscious Latina lesbians. And they want to say Happy Pride Day in Spanish.
Happy Pride Day in Spanish.
No, you have to say it in Spanish.
Feliz Día del Orgullo Gay.
Same right back at you. Thanks.
Oh, I wish Cheryl had lingered with the Latinas.
A little more of that.
I'm here at the Pride Parade with Christopher Peterson, who is looking just like Lucille Ball. Tell me, how happy are you to be here at Gay Pride?
Hi, Cheryl the Dyke. I'm fabulous. How are you?
You even sound like Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Happy Pride Day, Lucille.
Happy Pride Day.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Play that one again.
That's a replay.
Wow.
That's a replay.
Oh,
I think
you've
called us before.
Hi, Cheryl.
I'm here at the Pride Parade with Christopher Peterson, who is looking just like Lucille Ball. Tell me, how happy are you to be here at Gay Pride?
Hi, Cheryl the Dyke. I'm fabulous. How are you?
You even sound like Lucille Ball.
Yeah. Wow.
Happy Pride Day, Lucille.
Happy Pride Day.
We did the boy voice. Thank you.
Wow.
That's great.
That's a new one right there.
Yeah.
That's so good. That sounds like a great parade.
You know what? Hold on. I just got to make a quick... I need to break the flow of this. Just give me one second.
Hello?
Hello, Johnny?
Yes.
Hi. Put your retarded brother on the phone.
Hello?
Joe.
I heard him laughing.
Are you listening to this?
Yes.
Do you hear how she carries herself with a microphone?
Well, she's gay.
Gay people are happier.
Happier.
They're better than you and I.
Joe.
Are you saying that you're not satisfied with the field work that our own Joe Artinger is doing?
I'm saying that you put that in her diminutive, tiny, little dove-like hand,
yep,
and somehow carrying around that gigantic microphone with that big CBS News flag on it, mm-hmm, she is still able to make magic happen.
It is,
Joe.
It is her second gay pride home run.
Gay people are just funny.
Joe, just please listen and learn.
I am. I'm enjoying it as much as you are.
She's a master interviewer.
Joe?
Of course she is.
There he is.
Joe!
I don't think he's taking it seriously.
I don't know if he believes.
No, you see, gay people are better in entertainment than the rest of us.
They get us throw a few more stereotypes in there, Joe.
Right.
Now, what do you really think, though?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Yes. No. I'm in about gays.
I love gays.
Really?
I think I'll have me one in a few minutes.
Hey!
Wow, all right.
You have to go somewhere else to do that.
Oh, there. Meanwhile, shaved head over there, skinhead in the other, he goes, you better go somewhere else.
Mr. Lice.
I'm not gay. You know what they say about people who protest so much?
Absolutely, Joe.
That's right, Joe.
I think Joe's got it in perspective.
He thinks he's a fag.
You know, as a matter of fact, a good follow-up to this would be if we ever got to those gay confessions we wrote. Do you still have those, boy?
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh.
And we could analyze those as well.
Yeah, we didn't really go into a lot of detail.
No, I think, didn't we start with either Joe or John?
We did John's. Mm-hmm. I think. Red John.
We did John's, yeah. Red John. That used to be his gay name, as a matter
of fact. Red John.
Red John. Because he was always red after
red
he was
and angry.
Done. No, red like blood.
Oh, my. Cranberry juice.
From being the pitcher.
Oh, dear. Red John.
That's right, man. Yeah,
here comes Red John.
All right, Joe. Well, listen. Listen and learn. Listen and learn.
Take
from,
notes.
From the great Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Toodaloo.
Good day.
Joe.
Yeah, back in the days when John Norman was called Johnny Red the Bobblehead. Before his days as Johnny Thick.
Play this gay music. Now, why'd she put this on?
Because we can all dance to it.
We know how to party.
She's tongue in cheek there.
Yeah. She's funny.
A little bit sarcasm.
Oh, yeah. And this would be the last one.
Yeah, I didn't edit anything. It's all just plain stream of consciousness, Cheryl.
All right, fantastic.
She's great. Go tell your retarded brother back there to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Red.
Give him a learning.
Bye-bye.
Johnny Red, the bobblehead.
And this is the final cut. This is the final cut of Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Okay.
I'm with a radical fairy. Tell me your name, please.
I'm Eldritch. And this?
Potpourri, sachet.
We interviewed Potpourri earlier at the Dyke March. You're looking so femme.
Oh, thank you.
And beautiful.
Oh, thank you even more.
Are you excited that it's Gay Pride?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad for Pride. It's just great
How
to be out here.
You?
I am so proud. I am, like, so proud. I'm going to burst. Just burst.
Are Don and Mike gay?
Oh, they are so gay.
Thank you.
I know. And they love it. At least 5%.
As long as they like it 5% of the time.
Exactly. Thank you. Happy gay pride. I know your name is Carlos, and I want to know, are you a top or a bottom?
A top, maybe.
What do you mean by maybe?
80-20%.
80-20 what?
Okay. 80% top, 20% bottom.
Yeah.
80% pitcher, 20% catcher.
Absolutely.
Happy Pride Day.
Thank you. Happy Pride Day.
Thank you, Carlos. With?
Go, Mama, go. We're supporting Actors Theater of Washington, the gay and lesbian premiere.
Carlos O'Kelly.
In town.
Gay actors? Gay actors?
There is, and they go on great shows for the community.
Okay, I've never heard of a dramatic queer.
Oh, there's tons of those in the community, honey. Just look over. A
lot of sarcasm.
Cheryl's being very sarcastic.
And Noe, have you met Noe? She's from Go Mama Go.
Okay, well, we're going to Go Mama Go up to the other side of the parade. Happy Pride.
Thank you. Happy Pride.
She's taking charge.
Yeah. Large and in charge.
That's right.
Cheryl, the big guy.
Now, let's give her a round of applause. Another home run from Cheryl.
Applaud all of them. Really, that was good. Not a bad cut among them.
Right. And a tough act for Homo Joe to follow.
Even when she would just let the music roll, she was just goofing on the music.
We know how to party.
Well, if you're out there, Cheryl, darling.
You did a wonderful job.
It was really great.
You know what that is? That's that American University journalistic skill. That's what that is. Absolutely.
Come on down and Rob will TF you.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike, just, now look, you nearly drowned Mike. He choked on his water.
Because when he says something like that, I immediately go right to the movie.
Jesus, that is something.
That's that movie where you can't tell people apart.
Oh, man, he, oh, really? I'm Jesus. They both got the same haircut.
Tell her to call ahead. Set aside some time.
Just while your wife's out of town.
Please.
See,
that's where Rob finishes and goes, okay, now me.
No, thank you.
Wow.
With her drippy.
Oh, God. Wow. Oh, my.
Oh. Her's just scrubbing bubbles.
Oh, yes, sir. With her harness. Don't forget that.
We've seen Cheryl.
It's in my movie.
Wearing her
antique harness.
Her leather harness for her boobs. Where are you going, Mike?
Where are you going?
He's laughing so hard.
I'm just thinking about her harness, Don.
And he's walking around laughing.
Her harness doesn't fit her like it used to. It's a lot bigger.
More room.
Yep.
That's right. Room for two.
Buzz, how would you're a connoisseur of all things leather.
Yeah.
How would you describe, it's not a bustier, it's like a biker type thing she had, right?
Yeah, it's some kind of like cross strap over
each
shoulder.
It's a cross strap that goes over each shoulder and underneath the breast.
Yeah, it lifts and separates.
Not always.
Well, it separates.
It separates.
Mike, when you had the movie in your head about Rob and Cheryl.
Yeah.
Who was on top?
Cheryl.
For the TF movie.
Cheryl was.
So Cheryl, hold on.
No, actually, you could tell them apart.
Thank you.
Because of the chest hair. I won't go any further than that.
And there it lies.
Seriously, I would love to have Rob and Cheryl take one of those Annie Leibovitz photographs.
Both,
you know, where they both have their shirts off.
Right.
That would be. And no, you wouldn't have to see anything bad, but
no.
I'd give $1 million. Rob, I'd pay you $100 to take that photo.
Like the picture of John Lennon and his ex-wife?
I would pay you $100 cash.
I'll match
to
that.
Take that, and Buzz will match that.
Well, we'll talk.
All right. And it doesn't have to be. What if it was just you? With your arms around Cheryl, just to, or you know, or
I understand. So no actual breasts are exposed.
No breasts, but it would be a tasteful shot. But it would be both of you.
Neither of my breasts,
black and white. Yeah.
Yeah, and it would be maybe her just covering up, and you back to back,
or with, you covering her with your hands,
and it would just be from the waist up.
Yeah.
We'll see. We need a good. We'll call Annie.
Yeah. No, we've got a talented photographer we can find. Yeah. You know.
We'll use the digital camera that we use for everything else around here. We'll just use the camera that's held together with the rubber band.
Where's the art?
The rubber band camera.
It is.
That's right, Joe, with Rob in the harness.
No, I don't do a harness.
Well, they'll both fit, no.
I know Cheryl would be game for it, don't you think?
She would,
She's lost all that weight.
We could do it.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
We could do it.
We could do it. All right, good. That's
something you artful. Something artful.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
I'll need that in cash.
You got it.
I will pay you in cash.
I'd love to see it. Black and white, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if we're lucky.
Make it artsy fartsy.
Make it real artsy fartsy. I know a photographer that could do it.
You don't want it in color.
I know a photographer that could do it very, very quickly.
You want like a Vanity Fair type color.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you think you're seeing something, but you don't really see
That's
something.
That's exactly what it is. Rob and Cheryl in their Vanity Fair cover shoot.
Rob's hands over her boobs.
Or vice versa, you know. I mean, whatever. You know, yeah.
Her hand over his boobs. Her hand over his junk.
Now hold it.
Now,
waist up.
No. Man, now you're talking about it. Now, really. Like the full length.
I'm talking about them doing give me a break. You were nice enough to say his wife. Give me a break on the alarm, because you said his wife.
Right.
I was thinking...
Do you remember the Vanity Fair?
Hold on. I was thinking, like Rob mentioned before, a John and Yoko thing.
Yeah,
I got a pass on the alarm on the Yoko
Since
alarm.
You mentioned Vanity Fair a short time back, I think it was... I forgot the name of the director, but it was his issue. And the cover was Scarlett Johansson and Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
And,
we had that on our website, as a matter of fact.
And
that's it, Mike, exactly.
Actually, really, it could be both of them just lying on a bear skin.
Just topless.
Yeah. Just from the waist up.
And cover it up in their own way.
Yes, I'm not going to have her cover me, nor I her.
You're not yet. You're not going to cover. No, okay, we don't want that to happen.
You will cover your chesties.
Yeah.
And she will cover her chesties.
It could even be, you know, both of you back to back, even. It could be whatever way the photographer wants to position.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Rob, I see a new publicity photo for you.
Do you now?
Oh, boy, do I. I see posters.
This could be big.
And I know it could be big. New avatar, absolutely. Are you kidding? Everybody that gets an email from me would get that in the picture.
And you walk out with your favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Money. Right.
Cash.
Yeah. And Cheryl.
And cash
Cheryl.
Money. Cash right. Money. All right. Well, thank you, Cheryl. Great job. We'll work on the Andy Leibovitz photo.
Fantastic.
Of Rob and Cheryl, the big dyke, topless together, so we can finally show you what this harness, this breast harness is.
Would you want her to wear the harness, though?
I think there should be at least one photo.
Of her in the harness?
Just to display it for folks.
Fantastic.
So they can see what we've been talking about.
Yeah, I can practically, I'm running to the website right now, and it's not even up there yet.
Can you imagine? Can you just imagine for a second what that harness must smell like?
Imagine.
Well, because it's not like you can throw it in the wash.
Here's the thing.
True.
I know that every guy out there has done this. If you, most of us now, I think, have watches that have
metal
bands.
Right. Yeah.
But if you have a watch with a leather band.
Oh, if you remember the leather strap.
And especially back in the day, you know, when we were all wearing those big, gigantic collars and we had puka shells and everything. back then, especially, the stuff for the watches, your watch band was gigantic and made of leather and had like four big, gigantic straps in it. And you would take that thing home at the end of the day. And seriously, I know maybe we've even discussed this before in previous life, but
I don't think so. I don't know.
You know, what guy doesn't smell that?
Sure.
What guy at the end of the day?
It's awful.
After like wearing it for 2 years,
it's a pretty hot nasty. Day,
and you get home and you lay it down and you would smell it and it would just and it would not repulse you.
No,
it would
attract you.
Strangely fascinating.
An interesting smell.
Yeah. It approximate the smell of a shoe. Because it's a similar environment.
Worse.
No. Not as bad as a shoe.
Oh,
no.
I thought it was.
Not with, like, foot odor. No.
You can get the same smell by going 2 days without showering and then rub your index finger behind your ear.
Same smell?
Same kind
not,
of.
Well, not
a with a touch of leather.
Not as bad. Not as bad. The leather contributes to the smell.
Yeah, but I think if you were to...
John Norman has brought his leather strap in.
Oh. Right. So, John, you have
how
a
old is
strap.
That watch? The watch itself is about 5 or 6 years old.
How old is the strap?
Probably 2.
All right, give it a smell.
Wonderful.
Give it a smell.
Smells like leather. No appreciable odor.
No sweating.
No face.
You know, yeah, let's see my. Yeah, maybe you don't. You're not a big sweater.
And maybe it's also the things are getting better now. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah, I understand.
That back then, if you bought a leather watch wrist thing, maybe it was really like pig innards or something.
And it was wider, so it would hold more smell.
Moisture.
I will bet a year's salary that that watch strap that John brought in doesn't smell like Cheryl's harness.
No. Oh no.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to have a contest to smell Cheryl's harness.
That's fantastic.
To see who could stand to seriously sniff it the longest.
That's true. You mean a contest with the people on this show?
Yeah. Now it might not smell awful.
It might be. You never know.
But something
she's clean.
Might smell like
she's
high karate.
Decent.
Something tells me it might smell something like a snowmobile seat. You know,
snowmobile seat, a used snowmobile.
Yeah, that's had other people's sweat and you know, because you're outside and you never really have a chance for the smell to go away. Or
a rental saddle.
He wins.
a rental saddle.
Pretty good.
Rental saddle is the winner.
Oh, God.
We have a winner.
Just winner.
Yeah, right. Because you would have, and it would have to be the fancy kind that's got like.
A Western saddle.
Right, the horse hair coming out.
Bicycle seat at a crowded vacation resort.
Again, a rental.
In a rental, yep.
Hold on. What important call is that, Rob?
I bet.
I hear a bird.
Is it rip torn?
Is it a tranny daddy?
Oh, I got a text. I don't know how to do this. Hold on.
We are cutting edge technologically savvy here.
Who would send this?
Who would send you a text?
I don't know. Hold on.
Dear Mr. Spiewak, your new supply of Rogaine has come in.
That's it.
Congratulations. The Rogaine has come in.
The
just used, massage into scalp at the beginning of every
the
day.
The used leather saddle you ordered.
A leather saddle.
A rental saddle.
He wins.
He wins hands down. I should have shut up and not tried to improve upon it.
What are you doing? Who is it?
I can't tell.
What does it say?
It says it's receiving.
Dear receiving. Rob, dear Mr. Spiewak, looking forward to the photo shoot. CBD.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Topless. And I bet she wants to touch you.
Yeah.
I bet that she wants her hands
really
over your areola.
It's a great picture. Going to be a great picture.
Your nipples. Mm-hmm.
And I think what I'm picturing is Rob is taller. So I picture Rob maybe standing in,
Rob,
directly in back of, mm-hmm. of Cheryl. And Cheryl just covering with her hands.
Rob's nipples.
This is going to be the greatest photo shoot ever. Can we do it on the air? The photo shoot?
Do you have innies or outies?
Oh, my nipples are marvelous and out.
Marvelous and out. And it's got to be black and white.
Yeah, please. Now, who is that?
Hello?
Jesus.
Hi, Cheryl. Can we call you back on the air? Okay, well, okay, bye-bye.
See, she's got his private number.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, this is for organizing the prize.
Right.
She's waiting for the invite.
You know what? Let's break.
Okay. We can do that.
The real producer, Joshua Dre, just called and said this would be a good spot to break.
Okay.
We'll come right back and, we'll ask, get Cheryl on the phone.
Okay.
We'd like to tell her what a great job she did with those tapes.
Good.
And also just briefly ask her about the smell of her bra thing.
Think rental saddle.
Rental saddle.
A rental.
Winner. Oh, winner. Winner. Winner.
Yeah.
Winner. 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 Okay, be right back with more show.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't.
So what?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You want a match? My face in your ass. How about that, friend? Huh? I mean, your ass in my face. What's up?
A daily 4-hour salute to all you filthy D-bags. Don and Mike.
Howdy, friends.
Howdy.
The guy we had on yesterday about this time, the guy with the website,
yes.
The guy that's going to be living and having people make a decision for 6 months.
Right. Kieran Vogel.
On the web.
He is graciously, for now,
passed on our offer of lap dances.
Oh, dear. I wonder if the corporate guys, I wonder if the suits got to him. Is that what happened, Rob?
Producer,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. His executive producer said, not for now.
Next
no for now.
Mm. No, for now. What? That was totally innocent.
So we'll still have him on the show next week. We'll check in with him next week. Oh, and Mike, I was just looking at our creepy fan site.
Yeah.
And remember, tomorrow is the day that the people from our creepy fan site are coming down.
Oh, they're picnic?
The picnic, yeah. Yes, and I believe you promised that you would spend every break outside with them.
All right, that's true. The entire break or part of every break? How much time? What do you want me to name a number?
We would have to.
To be what they expect.
What was the spirit in which you offered it?
I will stop out and visit with them during every break.
All right.
That's the way I understood it. Now I don't think that I'm. But if I'm backtracking and anybody thinks I'm backtracking, I will modify that. But I think what I had said is that I would visit with them every break. I would go out between every commercial break.
Uh-huh.
Now that could be 5 seconds.
Okay.
Right.
Or some cases longer.
Let me show you how it'll work.
Okay, all right. Please do.
We go to break.
Because I don't think that...
You're the head of the people having the picnic, okay?
Oh.
All right.
Hi, we're the creepy internet people. Oh, look, there's Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing? You having fun out here?
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. All right, we'll see you next break.
So that's all the love you're giving them?
I'm back in the studio, Don.
That's all the love you're giving them?
No, I mean, I'll hang, but I'm not going to do it, I don't think that it would be 10 minutes every time we break for commercials.
Well, that would
I
be
think
too long.
That would be a little bit. Mm. But I'm not. You know what? For great things and fun things and good things and all that is good, and when you're trying to do unto others like you would have them do unto
That's
you.
Right.
Why put a time on it?
Right.
You know, count on me being late a couple of times tomorrow.
You're just going to be outside. Well, outside, fraternizing with the great unwashed that go to our fan site.
I would only ask one thing.
What?
They bring me a chair. Because that's how much time I'm going to spend out there.
Remember.
And thank you very much for the Purell, Rob. I appreciate
that. The hand sanitizer.
Thank you so much.
Remember, Mike wants a chair.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to be hobnobbing, shaking hands, enjoying their company, and that, to me, guarantees me a cold for the following week. I think by next Wednesday, you'll be hearing me going,
why did you make me do that? Why did you make me stand out there the whole time?
I was reading.
Actually, I will only be partying, really, and talking a lot to the fattest of them.
Good luck picking a, you know, no winner in that contest.
I'll bring a scale.
Or everybody's
winning. No, I love that group. I'm going to have a real, real good time.
Let me just, because I was just looking at the site a second ago. Hello?
We're calling overseas.
Boy.
This is London.
My girlfriend's cell phone sucks. You know, I said at one point I don't want to put her on the air like Frida, but every once in a while I'm going to put her on the air just with something funny. I wanted to read to her when I was just on that site. It reminded me that Mike said that he was going to be out there with all those people from our fans.
Because they mentioned it? Is that what happened?
Well, when you're on the front page, it just says, don't forget. Tomorrow's the day that we're all meeting down at the station, and I remember that you had said...
Oh, you remembered it.
I remembered it. I don't know what they wrote. I went to the topics.
Well, I'm a little bummed. I don't mind telling you. I mean, you remembered it. I would have hoped that they would have remembered it. They would have said something perhaps they were looking forward to it or something.
Well, I'm sure there's a thread.
You remembering it is more like a task now.
I'm sure there's a thread somewhere there, Mike, where they're all excited that you're going to go out. Right, Buzz? Have you looked at it?
Excited. No, I haven't read it, but I'm sure they're excited. I have trouble negotiating that website. I have trouble finding my way around
Point and click.
It's a little complicated.
Point and click.
Rob will text message the instructions to you.
Anyway, I was reading a funny thread a second ago.
Right.
When I was
terrific, Buzz.
Oh, thank you.
Very funny.
checking all of the sites, and the one that caught my eye today was I don't know what the header is. Is it does Don make up his wild stories?
Like
I have such wild, crazy stories that happen to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was trying to call the GF to see if she could just verify, as occasionally I would do with Frida.
Well, see, you're dignifying it now. Now what you're doing is you're dignifying it.
But also, I want the GF to tell the story about the store, which I found out is an advertiser.
What the F is in this hand sanitizer? That is unbelievable.
Really? I've never smelled that stuff.
Medipack Performance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Personal lubricant. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, listen.
Hello, Adrian.
For the,
hi, Adrian.
For those BM meters on our site, will you verify that, give a percentage. Was it 80% true, 90% true, 100% true, 50% true? Did you even hear the show when I talked about us going to the Poconos?
Oh, no, it was true.
It was just true.
The only thing that you forgot to mention was that you actually did get a Yahtzee.
Oh, you
didn't tell us that.
Exciting drunk what you drunk
were talking
Yahtzee
about them
dude.
Playing Yahtzee and you actually won.
Yeah.
Oh, there.
You didn't win the game, but Yahtzee's very hard to get, and you did get a Yahtzee. You were the only one who actually did get Yahtzee.
And wasn't it a totally different side of me to be hanging with those people?
Yeah.
And look at me already. Over the weekend, they were my best friends, and now they've suddenly become those people.
Those
people. Them.
Yahtzee, 30 points, or whatever it is.
Hey, you know, I was trying to think. What did we do last night? I mean, this is not a gag question.
Right?
I know we didn't, you know, make the beast with two backs. That's not what I meant.
Hello, Portland, Maine.
I mean, I know that we had dinner. Did we watch anything on TV, or did we just talk?
This was a quiet evening. We did watch TV. It was FX, because there was a movie on.
Oh, that's right.
Douglas. in the train, and I was asking you what the movie was.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I love this movie. A Perfect
Murder. Remember what Mike said he would do during the breaks. Your little fan base.
Oh, what did he say?
He said that he wanted a chair, and he would sit out there and let them come up to him, but he said he wasn't going to talk to anyone.
You know, I think that's right.
Look at him.
So I just hang out.
That sounds
right. Yeah, you would hang out, but you said that you weren't going to talk to them.
No salutation. Oh, okay. Well, if anything, I can promise them that I will sit out there and maybe even talk now.
Oh. Right, you're listening way too much to this show.
I like it.
I want to keep you guys on point.
I liked it much better when, like, you really didn't know what was going on.
Well, the important thing is that I get a chair out there. That's the important thing.
Orthopedic?
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. that was a prime directive, was that you had to have a comfortable chair.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, very quickly, about the whole thing when I said to you with the extra money when you, like, you go to Costco, and I said, put it on a gift certificate, and you didn't understand, you literally went out and bought me a gift. Now, don't mention the name of the store, okay, because they're a client. I just found out they're a client.
Really?
Yeah, they are. Oh, thanks for the compliment. I'm saying that to her. Yeah, surprised a show like that, a show like this would get a sponsor like that, you are.
Wow, right? I'm surprised.
Yeah, I'm looking at it from a positive standpoint.
They were just on during the last break.
Really?
I heard it myself.
Oh.
Could be nice.
So anyway, a very long story short, which in my case is always impossible.
Thank you for the jar of Stacker 2.
I used to weigh like 287, 88 pounds. I'm happy to I weigh like 197 now in that ballpark. Okay. Still fat, but under 200 pounds, and I'm happy.
Right, sure.
So my shirt size in a regular, like, Tommy Bahama shirt,
right,
I've gone down to a large,
mm-hmm,
okay? But if the shirt is silk and it's cut a little different, I got to wear an XL.
Mm-hmm, right.
So she goes out and she buys me the shirt at this store that we will not mention,
mm-hmm,
and she brings it home, and it was the night that I didn't feel like talking to her, but goddamn, she had this gift,
right,
the whole gift certificate thing.
Okay.
So I put this shirt on, and it was just so tight, you know. I said to her, you know, if I stand up absolutely straight, uh-huh, you know, and hold my breath, and it's okay. I really need an XL, not an L.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, okay, and she went back to the store. So, and I even took her upstairs to the closet, and I showed her the cut of some of the, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a two-way mirror in my looking room.
Baby!
I remember, are you still there, Adrian?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, didn't want to make sure. I showed her a regular Tommy Bahama shirt. I said, see, this is a large. And I put it on. I said, see, it fits good.
Right.
Now, this one is a silk one. And it's cut a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little tighter.
Sure.
I said, so I just need the larger, an XL. Mm-hmm. And I said, no. But I'm happy because I used to be a triple XL at one point. So she goes back to the store. And without naming the store, tell them what they said to you.
Oh, I went back. And I was not happy that I had to go back. And I found, first of all, I was looking for the lady to help me because I didn't want to deal with her again.
Oh.
So there was a very nice lady helping me, and I went and got the next size, exchanged it. And then the lady that originally helped me came up, and she's, oh, you're back. And I said, yes, I'm back, because I was very specific as to what cut I was looking for. And I said, obviously, the communication wasn't there. Because now I'm back getting a different size, and I was very specific as far as what the cut had to be, and it's too small.
Okay.
And her exact words were, oh, he must be a large man. And it was obvious not to climb over the counter and smack her.
You know, that's what she's saying is, you know, hey, your boyfriend must be a real fat ass.
That's not a good strategy for people in retail.
I mean,
no.
She's just returning a large for an XL.
Right.
You know, hey, well, he must be a large man. Really, honey, how big are your boobs?
She was just, I mean, and the customer service is the mantra of the store. So, I mean, it was just like for her to say that. And I thought of it.
Because I've never had that experience.
No, he's not. And I said, you know, so I was quite offended by her.
You've never had that?
No, when I go to Target to return something, everything's usually fine. I mean, it's, you know, and really the Cherokee fittings are usually spot on.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
Thank you for at least verifying that what happened over the weekend was more or less absolutely true.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You know where I think people get confused is that when you regale us or anybody on this show regales us with a tale of something that happened to them, you know, we're such skilled raconteurs that people just can't handle the fact that we relay the stories of our mundane lives in an entertaining and exciting fashion.
That's right.
So sue us.
They're cursed to bear.
We're just people.
Just people. Okay, well, that's enough out of you, funny person.
What I'm excited about was I heard that there's a Marcia play Yahtzee.
Just people.
Yeah, hey. It's a little different than probably what you experienced.
They play drug Yahtzee.
They play drug Yahtzee.
Hash Yahtzee.
Where did you hear that Buzz and Marcia play Yahtzee?
When you were explaining the game, how you didn't know how to play, Buzz indicated that he knew exactly how to play.
Yes, played many times.
See, you heard that on the radio.
She's listening carefully.
No, I told you, nothing good can come of this. Occasionally, if I want to call you, this is how it must work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Otherwise, please, just turn the radio off. Because
I'm
going
to have to go back to the rule book. I'm sorry.
Right. Things are fine now, but eventually there will come a time when I come home and you'll say, why did you say that? And I desperately don't want to
have that conversation.
Please.
I'll put the disguise back on.
Please. Go back to, you know, whatever that, you know. What did you listen to before you knew me? What was it? Your iPod, or was it 107 or 97?
Man, and we're still working on that number 15 thing. We got to count them all.
No, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. I really don't want
you want her to now move away from the show.
I want her to just live her normal life. Right. Because if I'm not mistaken, when I first met her, she had a vague idea of who we were, mm-hmm. and thought we were pigs.
That's unusual. I see nothing.
She didn't really listen a lot.
Ah. And then she listened more and realized that we really were pigs.
Well, one day she said to me, she said, you're like Jerry Seinfeld. And I was like waiting for the big compliment, right? Mm-hmm. Like Mr. Funny. She said, because like you just make things up. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you mean make? She said, you take the things that happen to you and you make them fun. It was like, great, thank you very much. She said, how much do you do that on the show? I said, not very much at all. Not very much at all. Like, don't.
Just leave me alone now.
Really, don't listen. Mm-hmm. I mean, go back to, this is one listener, Mike, that I think really would be better for my mental health.
Okay.
If she just listened to her CDs or mix or whatever it is you like.
Well, I'm flattered that she's got some of the show detail in her mind.
I should stop wearing a button.
What?
Stop wearing a button with pride.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see you in our next scheduled rendezvous. I think it's Saturday, right?
And once again, you will be greeted with gifts.
With gifts.
Oh,
gifts.
More gifts. Wow. More gifts.
How about that?
He loves gifts.
No more
he
loves
gifts.
Them.
No more gifts.
He loves them.
Okay.
I'll
present you with a bill.
Oh, and a bill.
That I will take.
I'll take the bill.
All right. I'll see you. Goodbye, sweetie.
Bye.
There she is.
Okay.
Showered with presents.
I mean, really, that's kind of an eye-opener for me. I did not realize she has kind of low-balled that with me. Occasionally, I was...
I didn't know that I had said that I wouldn't speak, that I'd just sit out there and I wouldn't speak with the people.
I've said to her, did you listen to me when I thought we did something good? No, I was working. No, I listen to the station that plays, you know, the best mix or whatever. But no, she's hanging on every word.
Well, hey, the more she hangs on every word, the more gifts. That's a good thing.
Oh, Cheryl the Big Dyke?
And Rob, take this hand sanitizer back. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever smelled in my life.
So tomorrow during the show, you will be spending all of the break time outside?
No, I'd like to modify that, and if they'll have that, I'd like to have a comfortable chair. I will chat, but I will not be spending the entire break every time. But I will, every break, I will go out there and sit in that chair for at least a minute.
That's the trade-off. He will speak. He just won't stay the entire break.
Now, look, if there's a major deal where I'm backing out of my agreement, then I will do whatever I need to do. Because I don't need that crap. I'll have another Hispanic attack. And I don't want that to happen.
No.
I'll call Tyson's Corner Mall and see if I can borrow the Santa Claus chair.
Fantastic. Which is really, we all know what that is. That's a throne.
A
and
throne.
I would love that.
I know you would.
Like from Bad Santa. You know, and that's how I'm going to show up tomorrow, too.
You are?
Yeah, when we have the fake donkeys out on the lawn, I'm going to knock them all down. And then I'm going to be eating a salad, and I'll say, I'm taking my effing break.
What was I?
Okay. You're just a general.
Oh, you're checking the fan side?
Oh, that hand. I put that hand sanitizer on, and I'm going to throw up. It's so bad.
Wow. The general thing. Plan is same as other years. We show up between 2 and 3, sit down on the front lawn, and listen to the show until 7.
God. Lovable losers.
Afterwards, a short drive over to Old Town Manassas.
No, I knew they were doing that.
To Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
If you can show up at one place or the other, that's fine. Drop by and say hello. For the studio, BYO, whatever you want, a lawn chair might be a fine idea if you plan to stay in a while. These are these creepy internet people, again, set with love,
mm-hmm.
creepy internet people on our fan site who enjoy congregating out in the front yard once a year, and Mike has graciously offered. What do you got there, Rob?
This is hot off the email from Cheryl. She says, I'll pose any day with Rob. He looks like lesbians I've dated. Butchy short hair on his head and some body hair. Good. Signed, Cheryl the Big Dyke. By the way, BTW, my harness smells like my sweat and cologne. Very nice, actually. Not a rented saddle.
Well, bring it on.
Good.
Sounds like you got a photo shoot in your future, Rob.
That's great.
All right. Okay, good, good, good. Anyway, they'll be down here tomorrow, Mike.
I'll be out with them.
So
every break, part of every break.
They'll get to
unless really, you know what I don't need? I really don't need the big, hey, you said. And if there's not that, then I will be out there. And
do you want a microphone out there?
Well, that would mean that I would be out there like while we were on the air.
Other than
oh,
break.
You just fell into that trap.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah, I see what you were doing there.
You tried to trick him.
I could do one break out there.
Okay.
I could do the opening out there. The longest break we do. How's that? Does that make you happy?
You'll need sunscreen.
No, I don't want
to. You will do the opening segment out there tomorrow?
I can't possibly.
You know what?
Yeah, all right, I will.
Thank you!
Yay.
Oi.
Mike does the opening outside.
I'm just writing it down.
Sure.
Writing it down on my Sharpie. Mike outside. Yeah. Yeah!
And I know how you want to do it, and I'll
Mike
tell you already.
Mike outside with the internet people.
And I know exactly how you want to do it. You can do it. You can just cut me off and on whenever you want, and I'll just be talking to everybody, just having regular conversation.
What do you want?
Well,
what did you want it from me?
Yes.
Except
yes.
The differences.
It would be one thing if I said, I'm out here reporting on the front. No, it's going to be like, how you doing? How's it going? What's your name? And I'll speak to everybody.
You couldn't get me to do it unless I was having to pay off a bet. And then you're a good man.
I will do it. I will do it. Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
And I'll come out and spend part of the breaks with you.
Thank you, Buzz. I appreciate it.
Just cleared it with Bear. You're set.
Ah, good. Very good. So tell Bear, thank you, baby.
Got the microphone.
Thanks, baby. Yeah, Tony to do that. You know what he'd say.
What?
Hey. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, ever since you wanted to change the name of the Washington Wizards to the Sea Dogs. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Sure, it's fantastic. Everyone can tell right now, all you people who are going to the bathroom, wetting yourselves with laughter about that. It was as funny as it sounds.
Yeah, right. Really? Hysterical.
Yeah, funnier, actually.
I just wanted to talk. I got a call from my girlfriend the other day. She was talking about the Andre the Giant documentary.
Yes.
Yes.
And she was saying that
we say like that's normal conversation.
Yeah. Yes.
We've seen it.
Yes, the Andre the Giant documentary.
Well, she was saying that Andre the Giant was in Seattle one time, and these four guys were giving him crap, right? I'm talking S to him.
Yes.
And he actually chased them out into the parking lot. They ran to their car and locked the doors on the car, like they were going to get away.
Yeah. Just yes.
But he flipped the car over.
Wow.
Buzz, you were very kind to give this guy a wow.
Well, flipping a car over, that's
a big deal. Well, he's a giant.
For one guy.
Is there anything else? Was that it?
Well, the cops showed up, and they didn't know what happened. They had to go inside the bar to find out exactly what had happened. I thought it was funny.
Turn the microphones off now. So now he'll listen to himself again.
Oh,
no.
Just hang up.
Very good. He hung up. He done hung up.
You just wiggle your finger.
There he is.
That's wonderful.
That's Andre the Giant.
That's the sound of Tony, our engineer. Whenever there's a task presented to him, because the man is so seriously over goddamn worked here.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say to Tony, you get the same response. It could be, Tony, you have to take this refrigerator on your back and carry it up 8 flights of stairs.
Okay.
Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Could you bring this piece of paper around the hall and give it to Donna?
All right.
He's a beaten man.
Yeah, and he'll give me crap about doing this because he always does. And the way he says it sounds is,
hey, Tony, someone set off your car alarm.
I did. I set off Tony's car alarm. Oh, not on purpose.
No, it was an accident. No,
Rob was a witness. It was not on purpose.
But it was funny.
It was fun.
Stand by for a moment. We have not yet talked to Cheryl the Big Dyke about her tapes and about her photo session with Rob. So we'll do that. Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
From the textile pharmaceutical division at Brute Force Industries comes the condom that lives up to its name, the Quality Performer.
Made of those wonderful lightweight wools.
Miss Lena Horn.
And wool is so soft to the touch, comfortable to wear.
More than comfortable. The Quality Performer condom comes in a variety of colors and flavors.
And all those yummy, neutral, and upbeat shades. They're soft and smooth next to your skin.
After she chooses the perfect sex partner.
Good looks at last. Anytime and anywhere.
The Quality Performer chooses the Quality Performer.
I believe wool is the answer. Right now, it feels real good.
The condom with staying power. Just like Lena.
Slip on those new lightweight wools right now so you feel comfortable. Now that's my idea of taking it easy.
Look for the little lamb with the big smile when you shop.
It's the symbol of a quality performer.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we went B-A-C-K for that. I don't think that tape will be making the trip with us. Maybe the last time you hear that one.
98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
And now for the United Negro College Fund.
You'll never find.
Hey, let's bring this with us, though, okay?
Oh, this?
Yeah, this song.
Lewis Rawls?
You bet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Someone who loves.
Don and Mike.
Oh, hey.
Bob Mailman.
Robert.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bob.
Can you hear us, Robert?
Bob Mailman?
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how about some black hands on those white tees?
You want to be in the picture with Cheryl and Rob?
He wants to be in the picture. You know, if it was a black and white photo,
that'd be okay with me.
It would add a great deal of, what do they call it? I'm not sure. I'm not a photographer, but what am I? Perspective, perhaps.
Did you want to touch her or me, Robert?
Doesn't matter.
To me, it matters desperately.
Robert, how do you see the pose? How do you see the photo shoot going?
Well, hold on, Mike.
Janet Jackson picture?
Right.
Yeah.
With the hands over her breast.
But it's got to be like
hands up over her head.
It's got to be the reverse Oreo cookie. It's got to be white, black, white.
Well, I got mad teeth too, so you can grab mine.
And Rob, you are taller than Robert. So
I think we're probably about the same height. What are you, Robert? 6'1"?
6'1".
So you're the same height.
It's got to be Bob Mailman in between Robbie and Cheryl the Big
Cheryl, Robert the Mailman, and then Rob in the back.
Maybe a totem pole.
Icing on the outside.
What's that?
Oreo cookie with the icing on the outside. Yeah.
All right,
reverse Twinkie.
Reverse.
If you want in on that action, if it's okay with Rob, is it okay with you?
I think the more the merrier.
All right. Yeah.
All shirtless.
Then you're up.
I got a new bit, too, Don.
You're up for that. Oh, for the show? What's the new bit? Go ahead. Pitch us all right now. What is it?
I'm going to pitch it. It's called Bust the Business.
Bust a business?
Oh, dear. And is this where you talk?
Bust a business. Now, as a mailman, I see these Hispanic, mostly, people putting out flyers in my mailboxes.
Yes.
And you get them all the time. I'm sure you do because you're in Great Falls. I get them because I'm right down the street from you.
Thanks. Why don't you just mention exactly where I live? Thank you, Bobby.
I'm not Rob's mailman anymore.
I've noticed the service has improved.
Yeah, right. That tip last year.
Come on, we're still working on this great bit
what
idea.
We're going to come on the show with these flyers, and we're going to call them. And we're going to pretend like we want their services. Lawn care, babysitting, whatever.
What happened?
Okay, but Robert, you understand, you have to, in this modern day and age, you have to get the permission to come on the air. You can't just cold call people.
That's the trick. they're going to want to come on the air for the advertising. We're going to trick them.
I tell you what.
That's actually bad, too, Robert.
Huh?
That we could get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I mean, but it's... If you get their permission to go on the air, you can do any bit you want.
Okay, well, I'll come in with the flyers.
Very good.
I'll call them.
And is that the bit?
Let's do a quick vote on that bit. Let's do a quick silent vote.
Think about it. Wait, don't shoot it down. It's
everybody who thought that bit sucked, put your hand up right now.
I can do it right now, Don. I got a flyer right now. Her name's Consuelo.
No.
See, don't be giving that out.
What?
Go on. Don't be giving out the name of a business or a phone number.
You just be ready. Be ready for your photo shoot.
Okay. Need a babysitter? Call.
You're going to be in the photo shoot.
And don't wear a onesie. You're going to have to wear a shirt.
No, I'm going to wear my purple people eater.
You're going to have to
wear your Lakers outfit.
All three of you are going to be shirtless.
Oh, I have no problem with that.
Regular pants.
Oh, hey, Bob, hold on a second. Who do you like tonight?
I like Dallas. I don't want Shaq to get a ring without Kobe.
He's a big Lakers fan.
Yeah,
I'm a Lakers fan.
Oh, come on.
Dwayne is ugly.
Oh, who cares? Did you see you saw the end of the game the other night, right?
Yeah, I saw the end of the game.
Wasn't that freaking incredible? Wouldn't that be one of the top?
He reminds you of like Rob's perfect son. That's Arian right there.
Except, who's this? Who are we talking about?
Big Kraut guy for Dallas. But
Jeremy, white boy, ugly as hell.
If he's so perfect, how come he missed that free throw?
Hey, I don't know.
Mr. 90% German efficiency.
Maybe saw a baby mama in the crowd or something. Who knows? But think about it. They're at home, and they still struggle to win.
Doesn't
that say something?
You want to bet? I'll bet you something right now. I tell you what. I will bet you, this is the carrot that you've been waiting for. This is how much faith I have in Shaq.
You're betting. Okay. You're thinking Miami's going to come back and win this thing.
Just tonight on tonight's game.
Oh, so you're betting one game.
Do you really think Dallas will win tonight?
Yep.
Now you got to come up with.
I know what you want to put up.
No. I'm going to put up something that you've wanted the whole time you've known me.
What do you think it is, Robert?
He want to let me come on and play cards with him.
How about this? Come on over. We'll play some Xbox together.
This is just mano a mano, you and Robert.
We'll have some hoochie-hoochie.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Have a couple of drinks.
Very good.
We'll play some Xbox.
There it is.
You know, we'll have
dinner. Dinner?
We'll have a time limit. You know,
dinner. Is dinner included?
Will there be dinner? No, it would be simply a 60 to 90 minute get together.
1-on-1 time at your crib.
Yes. Now, what would you offer up? What could be as great a bet on one game in a 7-game series?
If Dallas loses, what do you offer, Robert?
Jesus.
How about you have to stand outside the station, silent, with a sandwich board on, like Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
No,
hold on. It doesn't say I hate ends.
No.
It has to say I love white people. And all you would have to do, you'd have to stand out there all day. You could not say a goddamn thing.
Just up to the N-word.
No N-word. No, absolutely not.
You just have
not.
To stand outside the station.
I love white people.
That's
a rough. Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow. So we're on for that bet.
That's a bet.
Because I'm absolutely.
All right, Dallas wins.
Into the Miami Heat tonight.
Dallas wins. Robert's over at your house to play Xbox and have an evening where you guys hang out together. Miami wins.
90 minutes.
And Robert is out in front of the station
minutes.
For the whole show with a sandwich board reads, I love white people.
Now, if he plays Xbox at your house, does he still have to wear the sandwich board?
If they change that to, I ain't going to go there.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Mm-hmm. See, now what's great is that now, not only did I think Miami was, and who knows, I'll probably lose this bet.
Right.
But this is why gambling is so goddamn addictive.
Yeah.
Because now we got something riding on the game.
Let it ride, baby. Let it ride.
Now we got something riding on the game.
The bet. Now I'm going to be waiting with bated breath.
And the ratings are going to be up for that game tonight.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see one upset brother scream out if Miami wins.
How confident are you in Dallas, Robert?
Just for tonight.
Very.
Tonight.
I would even say, Well, I ain't going to do nothing with Rob because me and Rob really don't like
Is the game in Miami?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there's one more in Miami, and the last two are in Dallas.
Someone who has been your opponent a number of times, you do know what bets to make.
Listen, he's right. I mean, Dallas had a huge lead in the fourth quarter during the game the other night. Miami came back. It was all Dwayne Wade. I mentioned that. It was just
right.
Dwayne Wade. And then Shaq made those two free throws. Dwayne Wade. They're all going to show up tonight.
So you think it's going to be? Do you think it's going to be a Miami blowout?
Oh no, it'll be close.
Okay,
it'll be close.
Hey Don.
Yes.
Tell Rob the Dallas coach is black.
He is Avery Johnson, and not only that, he's tiny.
Typical black.
Really?
He's tiny. He's like mini me.
Is he well spoken?
Yeah, very high strung.
Rob wants to know if he's well spoken, Robert.
He's well spoken, but here's
he's
the problem.
Got a high voice. He's educated, so I guess Rob would.
He's up against Riles. You know what I'm saying?
Legend.
I mean. You know,
good night, Irene.
You know what it looks like? It seriously looks like Michael Douglas coaching against Emmanuel Lewis.
Hey, I got an inside. He looks like my postmaster.
Oh, wow. Be careful.
Avery Johnson does?
Very
handsome. Hey, Robert, you're not
having everything.
Robert, you're not delivering mail to Spiewak anymore?
No, I'm at our West Branch office over there by Tyson's.
Oh. Will we ever get you back?
Trash. Huh?
Will we ever get you back?
Never.
How much mail do you have of people in your basement now, Robert, that you've been saving over the years?
However, I want to tell you guys once and for all, Robert, the angry mailman is dead. I'm now happy.
How so?
Why are you happy?
Why?
Because I got a riding route.
Riding route.
Don't walk anymore.
No more hoofing it.
Riding route.
Is that like the hierarchy?
I'm older.
Is that seniority in the Postal Service? Is that how that works?
Yeah, man, 17 years in.
Wow.
You have spinners on your car?
Murder. Huh?
You have spinners on your truck?
No, but I do have a boom box with a Sears satellite in it.
Well, that's the right one to have.
You're joking.
Wow. Right. No, I believe you.
Robert, we got a break. Okay.
All right, fellas, Don and Mike's go to break.
Hold on, I got something to say first, but let's count on this bet for the game just tonight, the Heat versus Dallas.
That's a great bet, Don.
I know it is. You know what? That is. Mm-hmm. Because
I'm going to win. I can't. Man.
I'm disappointed that Robert the Angry Mailman is gone because you're walking. You're not walking anymore.
Oh, he's still angry, Mike.
Yeah, I hope he's still angry.
Man. Everything is wonderful, except the women still treat me like ass, but...
You can be angry about that.
You know what? Hold on. Robert, stay on the line. I'll play this game with you instead of with Mike and everybody real fast. It's a great game.
Uh-huh.
Superhero. Who's the Jew?
Okay. Huh.
Now, I was at a website. You know, I'm very into comics. I'm very into Batman.
Superheroes, right?
Doing a
Google. People that played them.
I was googling. No. These are the characters themselves.
Wow.
You go to a website that I found called adherence.com. Adherence.com. It is. It's the ultimate database.
Okay.
I mean, I was looking for something about, for comic book characters. I was looking for something about, like, 1960s Batman.
Okay.
Which is my era of Batman.
Right.
And I found a section where, and they have comic book proof, where they've gone back through the comic books.
Of the religion of
to
the...
To find the religion of the superheroes.
Wow. Okay.
Now.
Very good.
I've got a list for you.
Okay.
Robert the Mailman. Who's the Jew? Is it from X-Men, Magneto? Is it from the planet Krypton, Superman?
One of these characters?
Mm-hmm. Is it from the Fantastic Four, The Thing? Is it from Gotham City, Batman? Or, in a total wild card, is it Captain America?
Give him the choices one more time.
Again, Magneto from X-Men, Superman, Batman, The Thing, Captain America. Robert, who's the Jew superhero?
Now, Superman was from another planet, so hopefully there's not a Jew planet out there.
But he was raised by humans.
So that's one, he's gone.
Come on, I need the answer.
Batman was rich, so that might make him a Jew.
Is that your answer?
The thing, you know, know, Jews always say that.
Come on, pick one, Robert.
Because back in the 40s, I say the thing.
Can I add my two cents?
Yes,
I guess,
Mike.
Too? I'm going to say Magneto.
Buzz.
I'll say Batman.
Let me just say Robert Mailman. Winner, it is the thing.
The thing! Congratulations, Robert.
The dog.
The thing.
Wow.
Let me now read you from this website. The thing is a Jew. Proof.
No, the Jew is a thing.
No, the thing is a Jew. Hold on a second. The comic book, Fantastic Four, Volume 3, Number 56,
uh-huh.
August 2002,
right.
Explicitly talks about the thing, Ben, being a Jew.
Yeah.
Batman, lapsed Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
His parents' graves are marked by crosses in
okay.
comic books.
All right. I see. What about Magneto?
Magneto. Mike also.
Oh!
A Jew.
Yeah, I was
wow.
right. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey.
Proof. Hold on.
Hold on, Robert.
Hold on. Proof from X-Men Comics.
Yes.
X-Men number... X-Men Volume 12,
wow.
Issue 147.
A lot of research.
Magneto spent time in a Nazi concentration camp.
How about that? There it is.
Hey, they did that the first movie. The first movie was that.
Remember? Oh, really?
Okay, well, it was in the comic
All right,
book
so you
too.
Know.
It was in the first movie.
There you go.
And
Magneto as a child was in a concentration
What about
camp.
Captain America?
Captain America?
I didn't think of that.
Captain America's...
So Captain America can't be a Jew or a black...
Captain America is Protestant, and that was a fact in Captain America number 14, circa 1943. He attended church at issue, is it 15 or 17? He attended Protestant church every Sunday and was said on many occasions to represent classic Protestant American values quoted as such.
Hate blacks and Jews.
Robert. And then
hey,
you got...
What was Superman? What was Superman?
Okay. They think that Superman is a Methodist.
Yeah, right.
Now,
like Buzz. That sounds right.
Here's the thing. He grew up in Kansas.
Right.
As a solid Midwest Christian.
Smallville.
He clung to his Kryptonian beliefs,
mm-hmm.
and in all of his comics, he is centered around one God. So they believe that Superman, again, to go through the list, Magneto, Jewish.
Jew.
Superman, Methodist. Batman, Catholic. The Thing, Jewish, Captain America, Protestant.
And there is a large segment of our audience that will be writing this down. There's no doubt about that.
And, oh, hold on.
No, you know Rob is, because he just threw out half his comic book collection.
Rob only subscribes to the comic book series Militia.
Okay, yeah. Robert, true or false? True or false, Rogue from X-Men. The chick with the streak in her hair.
Okay.
Is that Rogue, I believe? Yeah. Rogue. Southern Baptist.
I'm going to have to say she's a Jew because she sucks the life out of anything.
Oh, no, all right, no. Robert.
No, I'm sorry. Not a Jew. Southern Baptist.
Ah.
In the comics last year, X-Men 2005, sure. Her boyfriend refers to her as, quote, a Southern Baptist girl.
Hmm.
Well, that's a fun game to play.
Fascinating.
Fun game to play.
Damn.
So who would know that they would work that into the comic books, you know? What, Robert?
What about Storm? What is she?
Jesus.
What?
I don't have Storm. I have Elektra.
Storm is into Kabbalah.
Elektra is Elektra is Greek Orthodox.
Nothing about the black one, huh?
Go to the website and find out, Robert. Oh, and incidentally, when did Green Lantern become black?
No, I said Blade and Storm.
I know.
Yeah,
I know
we heard.
I know, but I was just thinking about black superheroes.
Right.
When did Green Lantern become black?
He has a movie coming out, or?
No, I mean, I was on this website
he didn't
today.
He become black when he missed the rent payment.
All right. Let's go Heat. Let's go Heat. I think everybody listening right now, even if you're not a basketball fan, you're going to root for the Heat tonight so that Robert will be out.
Black coach. They got a black coach.
Yeah.
So
root for Miami because they got the white coach.
I know. And Pat Riley used to be a Laker coach, so you know I'm torn.
Ah, torn, yeah.
All right.
Showtime tonight. With Magic.
He is happier.
Johnson.
He's much happier now that he's riding his route.
Well, he's off his dog.
Oh, man, life is so much better. My feet don't hurt. I don't have that odor that you always talk about.
Oh, I bet that odor's still there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can smell me along with Cheryl the Big Dyke's leather bra strap.
Which is worse, Cheryl's leather bra strap or the seat in Robert's truck?
I don't know, Mike. I was kind of scratching the old gonads today.
I think, my God, he's happier.
Yeah, listen,
he is happier.
Sure, he's just scratching his gonads.
Can we tie white people to a tree? Life has been good.
All right, Robert. I'll
By the way, think about it, Don.
What?
White people lynching black people. Took them 400 years to rescue us. I tied two white men to a tree 1 hour, and two black cops there.
That's true. That bit that we did out front of the radio station a couple of days ago.
Yeah, two black cops showed up. Can you
God damn, you're giving me an ice cream headache.
Hey, he's only been on for about 10 minutes.
You think going to happen? You know I'm going to be quiet at your house. And why don't you do it like your girlfriend said? Invite me to a poker game.
Please. Christ. Please, Miami Heat win tonight. Please, Miami. Because then you'll have to be in front of the station and a sign that says, I love white
uniform.
People.
Well, I might go naked underneath the sandwich board.
You don't need to go naked under the sandwich board.
No, won't be right. Doing that.
Because that's what you'd want to do. That wouldn't be paying off.
This conversation is ending.
Bye, Robert.
Standing up.
This is ending now. Bye, Robert.
Bye, Don and Mike. Go to break.
Okay, we will. You know what? Would you call the tranny daddy and see if he'll go tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got a guy for Father's Day. We've got a transvestite daddy. A tranny daddy.
Well, that's perfect for Friday.
But I'm now looking at the clock and thinking, you know, working everything in and thinking about Bobby Bacala and the people from Brooklyn.
I'm actually thinking now about looking in on the basketball game tonight. Because to me, it's a win-win.
Yes.
It really is.
Nobody loses here.
And Mike, with those executives that we met with in New York.
Yes.
Speaking of Brooklyn, and that was their only complaint, which they mentioned that they said, please, you know, just do the goddamn commercial.
Get them in on time, boys.
On time. Of those three gentlemen.
I'm not going there. Don and Mike to break. Don and Mike to break.
I'm going to tell you.
Don and Mike to pay alimony in the break.
All Catholic.
Well, exactly.
All Catholic.
Thank you, Don.
All executives that we met with were Catholic.
Good out as I straighten my collar.
Be right Number back. 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
A pleasure to us.
A G E A M U F F E N D M C D A N N I S B I G M A C.
Winner!
Congratulations.
Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations, Tom.
That's fantastic.
Have you heard I'm doing my morning show at night?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
A stellar job today, I might add. They want to sing. La, 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 la. The Don and Mike Show. He's got a good singing voice.
Yeah. That was a good one. It's almost worth hearing again if it doesn't step on the vocal.
They want to sing. La, 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 la. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Even sings at the very end of the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
That is Dude Walker, of course.
Sure. Our voice guy. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Terrorist here. How you doing?
What? Did you say terrorist here?
Omar the terrorist.
Omar. Oh, Omar from Strip Trivia.
I know this is so last segment, but you guys didn't mention the Muslim superhero.
Who's the Muslim superhero?
Black Adam.
Black Adam?
Never heard of it. Is that ATOM or ADAM?
ADAM.
Ah. Black Adam. What comic book series was he in?
He's with the Captain Marvel group of superheroes.
Ah. Black Adam.
He's kind of an anti-hero.
Is he in Marvel Comics?
No, he's in DC Comics.
Does he ululate? and Omar, can you ululate?
I've never tried.
Oh, no.
Now, Captain Marvel, he's not published anymore, so is the guy you're talking about from back in the day?
On the contrary, he is still published.
Oh, Captain Marvel, really?
No. Yes, he is.
On the contrary.
Shazam. I didn't know that.
Under the title Shazam. There's been a whole upheaval in the whole comic book, DC comic book world now, but
I'm just disappointed.
Well, I assure you.
I'm just disappointed, Omar, that you can't ululate.
Yeah, we all are, really.
I mean, I think anybody with even if you have an Arab name and you're not really Arab, you can, you know, ululate.
You should be able to do that. La 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 la
I knew it was Dave.
Pretty close.
Thanks for not disappointing me.
It was right there all the time.
And one more thing.
Yes, Omar the Terrorist.
Green Lantern. There is a black Green Lantern.
When did he switch his skin color?
There are actually four human Green Lanterns.
And are they all different shapes and sizes?
One's Hal Jordan, the one that we all know. Another is his replacement, Guy Gardner. Another one is the original.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Omar was getting pretty deep into the comic books.
I just had to hang up on Omar the Terrorist.
He must get laid almost never.
I'm very happy to save you. I am the Green Lantern.
I hope we have enough time.
We don't have time.
Oh, hold on.
I'm also the Green Hornet.
As long as we have a second, we'll take some calls here. Uh-huh. And there is... I know what I wanted to tell you about. The NFL.
Yes?
Love the NFL. You know, watch the Red. No need to applaud for that. But, you know, I love it. I count down to the opening day and all that other crap.
Right. Starts next week, right?
Mike, 86 days until opening day.
86 days, okay.
So, you know the guy that does the song... Dun, 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 dun.
Hey!
Dun, 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 dun. You know, he's a kid toucher.
Gary Glitter, right?
You know, he's a kid toucher.
I didn't know that. I didn't make that connection.
This had been... Oh, thank you, Rob. This, the fact that he's a kid toucher originally came out, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, a big scandal, right?
Yeah, and recently he was brought up again on charges.
Right.
And just today, the NFL put out an edict.
Yes.
They have now asked teams to stop playing the song in the stadiums.
Wow.
Now, here's the press release that we got from the NFL, from some guy named Brian McCarthy. We've communicated to the teams that due to current events, we'd like them not to play Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter.
Right.
The reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. Huh. Teams understand the NFL's reason for the request.
Isn't, not to say that that's not a league that's run with an iron fist, but don't all their edicts, don't all their edicts, aren't they met with a great deal of enthusiasm? you never really hear about trouble in the NFL ownership ranks, do
right?
you?
No.
Do you really hear that?
Of course you don't. No,
does it really happen?
They squash it all, but, I mean, the guy's a kid toucher, but you played the song... Like, for the whole time that there's been, since the song came out.
Right. Yeah, but they're going to replace it. They're going to replace it with PYT by Michael Jackson.
PYT.
It's just a little more difficult for the stadiums to all get on board with that.
Right.
PYT, Pretty Young Thing.
Pretty Young Thing.
Foolishly.
And anything by Jermaine Stewart.
We don't have to take our clothes off.
That's right.
To have a good time.
Absolutely.
Foolishly. Back in the day, I remember playing that song by Michael Jackson, PYT, and imagining...
Pretty Young Thing.
He was singing about girls.
Mm-hmm.
Not against Macaulay Culkin. Not about Macaulay Culkin.
Come on.
Pushing himself against Macaulay Culkin.
Na, 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 na,
with his bee-stung lips.
Hey, Emmanuel. We're going to lobby for PYT.
Oh, hold on. I remember what else I wanted to mention to you specifically, Mike.
Yes.
When we were talking about how bad The Sopranos ending sucked.
Oh, it's horrible.
And mentioned that there's only eight more to go.
Ever.
I bet you didn't know this. They've not even started to make the new ones yet.
So there's every chance in the world that it won't come back when they say it's going to come back.
Yes, and hold on.
Because they screw us like that. You know what? I'm almost over it.
Hold on. Hold on. You're going to love this. So they got eight more to go.
Right.
They've not signed anybody up. There's no... I take it back. They've signed up Tony and Carm.
Right. Okay. Oh, so we'll get plenty more FaceTime for her.
My handsome man!
Here are the people who are currently holding out.
Oh, here we go.
What I got is a list of people who are already signed to do the next eight episodes.
All right, I'm gonna
and people who are holding out.
How many are there that are holding out?
Holding out, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And signed...
Oh, well, that's the whole cast.
Signed, hold on, signed you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right. All of them relatively major players on the show.
That have signed.
And are holding out.
Okay. All right. I've got in my mind who I would think would be holdout.
All right, hold on. We'll just play a guessing game then. Okay. I've already told you James Gandolfini and, what's his name, Carm. They've both signed.
Right.
Okay. Signed or holding out for more money? Frank Vincent. who plays Phil Leotardo.
Frank Vincent is holding out.
Buzz.
Signed.
Buzz. He signed.
Phil.
He's
the Shah.
Phil's in. He got his money.
The Shah got his money.
Well, now, see, I got to be very careful because now you're gonna, I'm going to start running out of people here unless I,
okay.
unless I stack it.
You're trying to trick. You're trying to trick.
Stack away.
Oh, Lorraine Bracco, Dr. Melfi.
Signed.
Buzz.
Signed.
Holding out. That bitch. Holding out.
Some kind of mind game.
She gets $150,000 an episode.
Wow.
She wants $300,000.
Wow. An expensive cast.
Okay, how about Steve Shapira? This is Scott Herman's lookalike, Vice President of Infinity, CBS Radio, Bobby Bacala. Bobby Bacala, is he signed or does he want more?
Definitely holding out.
Buzz.
I'll say signed.
Mike.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it because a bit player wants a fortune.
Right? Holding out makes $40,000, wants $120,000 an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Jamie Lynn Sigler, Meadow Soprano. Has she re-signed or is she holding out? Buzz.
I'm going to say holding out.
Mike.
I'm going to say signed.
Buzz. Holding out.
Wow.
She makes $85,000. She wants $200,000 an episode.
They're all trying to get it at the last minute. And you know, it's, there's not much left.
Let's keep it in the family.
Right.
Robert Eiler, who plays AJ. Mike, is he signed or does he want more?
He's holding out.
Buzz.
Holding out.
Right. He wants $200,000 an episode. He makes $85,000.
Tell him to pound sand, the little brat.
Tell the pound sand that I'll put a football helmet through his car window. Mike. Michael Imperioli. Christopher Melisante.
I would say Christopher still is, and I'm thinking in the way, now that you've explained what people are getting, I'm going to say that Christopher is highly paid already and that he's signed.
Buzz.
I say signed also.
Yep.
He's in.
Mm-hmm. Does it say what he gets an episode?
$280,000.
Whoa!
He's on a little more. Gets a little more screen time than Lorraine Bracco.
Tony Sirico. Paulie Walnuts.
Paulie Walnuts.
Mike.
Paulie Walnuts is holding out.
Holding out.
Of course.
Holding out.
He gets $10,000.
Now, with this guy,
I don't understand. I'm being mistreated.
They bust balls with him. He's the only one. He makes $85,000 per episode. He wants $200,000. HBO, he's the only one that's gotten a counteroffer. HBO came back and said, we'll give you $90,000 an episode.
Ooh, ouch. So they're playing hardball.
Ooh.
They are playing hardball.
All right, Mike, how about Vincent Corayolta? Excuse me for butchering the name. Johnny Sack.
Johnny Sack's holding out.
Okay, sign.
Buzz?
Oh, you know these. You're killing me in this, Buzz.
Johnny Sack signed. Oh, good. And we've got one more. Now, you know what? We'll go right to the intro here. Let me see. One more. Oh, Stevie Van Zandt. Silvio.
Signed.
Buzz.
Signed.
Oh,
really?
No.
Holding out.
What's he want?
He won't be back.
He makes $80,000 an episode. He wants $250,000 an episode.
And does Michael Imperioli, did you say he makes $285,000?
$280,000.
$285,000. There's an amazing disparity between what some of these people are getting.
Imperioli gets a lot of screen time. I can sort of understand the $200,000 for him, but right. Lorraine Bracco's on 30 seconds an episode. She wants $200,000.
Yeah, kind
of
weird.
To be fair, The Sopranos, of course, is made HBO. I'm always on the side of talent. Right.
Of course.
Whether
absolutely.
It's someone who acts or sings or is on the radio or paints or whatever.
Right.
Besides the fact that they make all the money for HBO for the people that sign up just for The Sopranos.
Well, and if you're paying somebody like Christopher $280,000, you ought to bring the cast members up and make it a little more equal.
Yeah. They just sold rerun rights for the for an edited version to A&E for $195 million.
Ooh.
And they have made more than $300 million on DVD sales.
Okay. All right. Well, there's plenty to go
around.
And
that doesn't count all the goddamn cookbooks and ties and cigars and every other piece of crap that they
have. What does Gandolfini get per episode? Does it say what he gets per episode?
Now, you're going to be surprised.
Okay.
He, this last year, commanded as the highest paid cast member $1 million an episode.
And didn't Jerry Seinfeld get more than that at the end of his run?
I think Jerry Seinfeld got... I think, wasn't it? I don't want to say $10 million.
He had more, a lot more.
He had more viewers.
Right.
Let me see. He's getting more.
Okay.
Edie Falco made less than $1 million. She'll make $1 million per episode. Ah. So that's
my handsome money.
Oh, we're going to do this right here.
God forgive you.
We'll come back with two full breaks of a buzz. It's just in an effort to keep our own Bobby Bacala happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all those,
do
other,
that.
All those other Catholic guys from New York.
Otherwise, he's going to throw a lasagna at us.
That run the company. They just said, play the commercials on time. So we'll just say, without all the singing, Buzz's news is coming right up.
All right.
Number 15, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Well, that'll be digital in about a week. And
what's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Let's stop doing that.
A handsome man, we have news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
They're going to stop now. Thank you.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I pushed it that time.
They'll make you shart. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby. Let's see. Tomorrow on the show, big free Father's Day show. My annual address to the nation about how Father's Day is a forgotten holiday.
You know, that moves me to tears every time you do that.
God bless.
Also, the creepy people from our fan site will be out having a picnic, and Mike will be outside with them for the entire first break.
Looking forward to that.
With a microphone.
Be live.
Let me see. We've got a bet with me and Bob Millman.
Yes.
On tonight's game only, Miami versus Dallas.
Right.
If Dallas wins, Bob Mailman gets to come to my house and play Xbox and drink my booze.
A dream come true.
And smoke my cigars.
Right.
And if Miami wins tonight, Robert has to wear a giant sandwich board outside at the radio station for a whole show that says, I love white people.
Dates to be determined.
plus tomorrow we got a Father's Day game. We've got the tranny daddy lined up as our guest.
Yeah.
And a very special Friday visit.
Oh, good.
That, as always, will be just reeking of gay.
Of course,
that really is.
Of course,
pretty much the only road we go down these days.
It's the only comedy mine that we put our drill into.
Our hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Speaking of gay.
Yeah.
Cox. COX.
Yes.
Cox Communications. Your friend in the digital age.
That's right.
Digit. Finger.
Digit.
Cox.
Uh-huh. All my digits.
Cox is supplying the news tonight, Buzz.
Yes.
Cox. Services include local and long-distance telephone, high-speed internet, and digital cable.
That's right.
Call 703-480-6222 to order Cox.
Huh?
News and comment sponsorship Thursday, June 15.
And we thank them.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Do not adjust your sets. I have, I think, actual good news this evening. Could it be that after 3 years of war, we've actually begun to make real progress in Iraq?
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Hi. The Iraqi government now believes it has the upper hand on al-Qaeda now that a U.S. airstrike has killed Iraq's al-Qaeda leader, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, because the bombing of Zarqawi's safe house unlocked apparently a treasure chest of intelligence about the enemy's activities. A laptop, a flash drive, and documents were found among the rubble that crushed the terrorist leader. Iraq's national security advisor says this is huge. He says it's a lot of data, and, quote, there's nothing more authentic than finding a thumb drive in his pocket. The Iraqi official so convinced of the significance of this, he says a lot of U.S. soldiers could leave Iraq this year.
All right.
Because of it. And he says, quote, this is the beginning of the end for al-Qaeda in Iraq. And it's already begun. American and Iraqi troops have carried out over 452 raids just since we took out Zarqawi last week. Over 100 insurgents were killed in those raids. We found over 24 stashes of weapons. More than a third of the raids were conducted by Iraqis by themselves, with little or no help from U.S. troops.
So you mean like they just had their whole master plan?
Yeah, excuse me.
On this guy's computer.
For Iraq, yes.
Smart.
Yeah, well, you know, whether you're for the war or against the war, everybody feels the same way.
Yeah.
If they come home earlier, so much the better. I hope so.
They just write down all of their master plans on a thick pad or something.
And we send out one of those little robot planes, you know, and boom, Take care of them.
That'd be great.
I mean, do you think that they actually have that type of information? I mean, how many strikes did we had we been averaging 400 before?
400 missions since Zarqawi, that is Zarqawi.
How many had we been averaging before that? A lot?
I'm not sure. Not nearly that many. I know this is a huge increase in the number of missions that are being carried out. I don't
hope
have
so.
The previous number.
Regardless, I hope so, because I hope it would bring the
country
together.
Wouldn't it be great if
like,
their whole playbook was really just on a computer? Mm. Like their whole, you know, here is our plan to kill America.
This is where we're going Tuesday. This is where we're going Wednesday.
The laptop actually included a plan to try to incite war, try to involve the United States and Israel in a war with Iran. They had apparently a plan to try to incite that specific war, and hopefully now that plan won't be carried out, at least.
I have that same plan on my computer.
Yeah. Anybody can download it.
Just click on Internet Explorer.
Maybe we even sensed this was coming. A survey taken before our lead story broke showed an uptick in the president's approval ratings.
But even though I know it pains you to say this, it is a tiny tick, right?
It is.
It's a tiny, tiny, like the kind that are on John Norman's head.
Tiny, little, engorged tick.
Well, here's the setup. The Gallup poll for USA Today also shows that our belief in the winnability of this war is up to 48%. That's a 10% jump.
What kind of poll did you say, Buzz?
A Gallup poll. Well, there it is. Giddy up.
I love that joke.
Winnability of this war up in the minds of the American people up to 48% from 39% the month before. So, America cautiously put a teaspoon of faith back in the president. He's up from 36% to 38%. It's the first kiss we've blown him in a year and a half.
Right on!
You know, I heard that too. Like, he's up 1 percentage point
two,
in the popularity polls.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like us saying, hey, we went from number 15 to number 14 in the ratings.
But hey, how about that?
For a year and a half for him, it's been down, 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 down. This is the first up
tell
in
me.
18 months.
Okay.
Tell me, tell my wife.
Of course, he's still the goofball we hate to love. In yesterday's Rose Garden press conference, the president kidded a reporter who was wearing sunglasses. Turns out the reporter is legally blind and sensitive to light.
See, it's great, because you know what? What did he do? Yeah. He got happy again.
Yeah, right.
He got happy for a second.
There's no sun, said the president.
He got cocky.
There's no sun.
There's no sun.
Now, in fairness, other equally uninformed reporters laughed along with the president.
Three blind mice.
I don't know if any of them apologized, but President Bush did apologize with a personal phone call to the reporter.
It's kind of dark out. What are you wearing those dark glasses?
I'm sorry God has chosen to take your eyesight.
I'm sorry that your maker has seen fit to deprive you of your sight. Please, on behalf of me and my family, accept my most humble apology.
Thank you.
So Bush apologized, but he never did answer the guy's question, the question about Scooter Libby. The reporter says he'd rather we were all talking about that today. Oh, and speaking of rather...
What's with the dog, Stevie? You're not supposed to bring canines in here. Jesus.
Speaking of rather, CBS has kicked Dan Rather to the curb once and for all. He's also out at 60 Minutes now, and his big network contract will not be renewed. Never was a fan, but ouch.
Bye! You were not a fan of Dan Rather?
No, not really.
You only would, like, tie himself to trees and stuff?
No, not even that. You know, I think his one shining moment was when he asked President Nixon, no, sir, are you, in answer to the question, are you running for something?
I was reading this morning, and I was reading about Dan Rather, and I was thinking about some of these guys that they show the door after a fairly distinguished career. But I think in Dan Rather's case, all I was saying to myself was, read on. I'd like to hear more details, because I think perhaps I'm reading between the lines that he might not have made a lot of friends.
Yeah.
But you don't
and
know.
And he's strange. He's a strange bird.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Exactly.
I was trying to
like
feel
Mike
bad.
Wallace is normal.
I mean, you know, Mike Wallace is documented as didn't you all see that thing on
him?
That
he suffered from severe depression.
Yes.
Yeah, he thought about offing himself. And
right.
He would walk around like in his pajamas for days on end and stuff. I mean, they're all crazy over there.
That's right. I just think when you're 70-whatever, and you've been with that company, that they could handle it just a little bit better.
Yeah.
And it just surprised me that CBS executives would not be able to handle people the right way.
The way they're handling us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
My guy,
Aaron. A much different age group, and, you know, a much different, but similar.
Oh, God, I keep saying, you know, 50's the new 40.
That's right.
And they keep saying, no.
And they said, no, you're wrong.
50 is the new 60.
But hey, come on. This is a good news day. Ben Roethlisberger's out of the hospital.
That's what they say, Buzz.
Although Ben's face is held into place by titanium plates and screws.
Yay! Iron Man.
Don't we have tape of him?
He can talk and eat soft foods. No liquid diet for this Super Bowl QB.
Right. I am Iron Man.
Which means he can stay bulked up and play football again.
So they're basically wiring his face shut?
He's titanium plates and screws holding his face in place.
Permanent. He's got these things in his face permanently.
Is it going to affect his speech at all?
I expect it will be affected.
Here he is from the press conference yesterday.
Oh, good,
Not a press conference, per se, but there's someone walked in and talked to Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
Greed is good. I mean, he was so charming the way he said it with the hair slicked back.
See, he's fine.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Sounds good to me.
Right.
Although this was the most important thing I did in my career.
Way to go, quarterback.
Although he has a concussion, CT scans show no brain injuries. Teammates who visited him say he'll bounce back quickly and be just as good as he was before the bike crash. But whoever thought that the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers would actually have a face made of metal?
Mm. You know, the thing is, they're still saying he has to wear the helmet when he plays the game, but not when he rides the motorcycle. Here's Ben Roethlisberger.
Greed is good. I mean, he was so charming the way he said it with his hair slicked back.
Number 7 in your heart, number 1 in your program.
Will he look different, do you think?
I'm sure he will.
Okay.
Yeah, he would have to, landing on his face the way he did.
Mm-hmm. You know, he was not exactly... Well, Mike, I'll just say he was not Tom Terrific. And I mean, there's only
What if he came out looking that way after this?
There's only one Tom Brady. For
what if they can rebuild him? They can make him better than he was before.
Boy, a 100-yard pass. Just a little flea flicker.
When Scientologists attack.
Oh.
When we come back.
Okay, thank you, Liz.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
For now.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for listening, fat ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz's second segment of News and Comment. Buzz?
Yes?
Brought to us tonight by the Visa business card.
Yay.
Business takes efficiency. What do you pay by debit or credit? Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. Elton John is a gay. Buzz has on a very tight shirt. Buzz will be at Mike's joint tonight.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Judging... what is
the finals of our Calendar Girl competition.
Is that tonight?
That is tonight, Buzz.
Wow, that's great.
I don't know whether you're aware of this, but you were in the judge's seat this evening.
Oh, how fortuitous.
The calendar for your restaurant?
Yes, the calendar.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
That's right. Yes, we will all be they're all posing with handguns and various assault weapons.
That's right.
It's going to be fabulous, Brother Don. Don, baby, how's it going?
Phantasmagorical.
Here now is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Yes, Wednesday. Scientologists attack. A guy in California has a t-shirt with Tom Cruise on the front. The caption reads, Scientology is gay. And John Travolta from Staying Alive on the back, the caption reads, very gay.
Oh, no. Staying Alive, that's where he...
With the headband?
Yeah, the follow-up
that
to...
John Travolta.
So is that his theory? Is that what he's saying?
The guy with the t-shirt? That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. I think maybe he's just poking fun.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
With the
making
follow-up.
Trouble.
Follow-up to Saturday Night Fever with Staying Alive, where John Travolta had really just... even Richard Simmons would throw up looking at the outfit that John Travolta had to wear in that movie.
And wasn't there another one where he was imperfect? Wasn't that one with
Jamie Lee Curtis, the hermaphrodite.
Yes. So, Jenna Elfman, Scientologist and Dharma from Dharma and Greg...
Buzz, I got to stop you again.
Yes?
Just because it's just stream of consciousness.
Yes, that's right.
I mentioned this to my girlfriend the other day.
Uh-huh.
We were in... give them a plug. The Blue Store.
Yes.
Best Buy.
Gotcha.
Okay. We're looking through the box sets of TV shows that are out there.
Uh-huh.
I'll admit it. Rockford Files. I said, gotta have it.
Go for it.
Right.
She's going through some stuff, and she said, who would buy this? And I looked at, and really, now there are tons of worthless shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dharma and Greg.
The box set?
They're up to year number three.
Oh, my.
What we got to do is line up the people that bought season one through two and just shoot them.
Really?
Just get one high-power bullet and just go from one head, like line them up 20 at a time and just take them out.
I don't know, Don. I think that might be real bad dharma if you do that. Thank you.
So, Jenna Elfman, of course, is a Scientologist.
I love it when you're the punster.
I like doing that. I really do. Is she any relation to Danny Elfman?
No. No relation whatsoever.
The composer who I love?
None whatsoever.
I love your Mad Libs.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
That's good dharma. Oh, I kill me.
So, Jenna, along with her shirtless husband, took issue with this guy in the T-shirt when they ran into him in a trendy Los Angeles neighborhood.
Who buys a Dharma and Greg box set? I mean, from my way of thinking, even if you're a chick, Dharma and Greg, if it's a rerun, it's your last possible option. It's like, it's either the Magic Bullet commercial, or Golden Girls, or maybe Poker on ESPN.
There are a lot of infomercials that would be better than a Dharma and Greg box set. Mama's Family.
Written and produced by the same guy who does Two and a Half Men. Now,
God, why are you just so hot for Two and a Half Men?
I think it's a funny show, and I relate to Charlie Sheen.
Methinks was.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, it's time for.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
It's all ramped up.
Time for Truth Serum.
I don't know. It just spills out.
Methinks Mr. Brimbank just said he'd buy the box set of Dharma and Greg.
No, I've seen them all, so there's really no need.
No problem.
Anyway, so this guy with the they got into a discussion. The guy with the T-shirt that said Scientology is all gay, right, and Jenna Elfman and her husband, both Scientologists.
Because Dharma is a Scientologist.
And the guy with the T-shirt started referencing some Scientology stuff. I don't have exactly what he said, but he was talking apparently knowledgeably and satirically about it. He was making fun of it. Jenna, okay. Jenna reportedly screamed at this guy on the sidewalk there in Hollywood. She screamed at him, "What crimes have you to make of any of this?"
I thought we were all answering that question.
Oh, no, put your hand down.
Rhetorical.
Put your hand down.
You don't have to actually answer.
Goodness.
But apparently, this guy has also offended on other occasions Juliette Lewis, Katie Holmes, and Lisa Marie Presley.
Wow.
Well, that's not very nice.
And I don't believe in that.
And trust me, and Joe, put anybody through that wants to call. I'm sure that some Dharma and Greg nitwit will say, you know, what kind of idiot buys the Rockford season, season one, Rockford Files season one?
Yeah. You know, that Scientology, they got them a big old church or something like that right in the middle in the click, New York City. You see that the other day? Was that me when I was doing my walk around the Midtown Manhattan? It's all click, Church of Scientology right there, right in front of me. I think that's what it says, right there.
Sure, yeah.
Right near right near the P. Diddy shop.
Of course.
But that you were dying for me to go into.
I was.
Mike, you'd say.
What a disappointment when they were just building it.
Mike said, look, Sean John's shop. Like I'm an idiot. I said, I know.
Well, I remember it. Because you had bought a sweatsuit.
No, my son bought me one.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But you wore it one time.
Yeah, and I won't ever wear it again.
Okay.
I remember the mocking that I took from you guys.
No problem.
But we were walking past the store. Mike's like, would you like to go in?
Yeah, and it was just like Carpenter's.
Wasn't open yet.
Yeah,
not yet. Hold on a second. Here we go. Here's news about Jenna Elfman.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Here we go. Howdy.
Jenna Elfman is Danny Elfman's sister-in-law. She married his older brother.
Oh, okay. Wow.
See?
Well, there you go.
Thank you for the tip, Ben.
Would you buy the box set of Dharma and Greg?
I'd rather gouge my eyes out with a fork.
Danny Elfman is also going to be featured on the soundtrack of Nacho Libre.
I love that movie
with Jack Black.
Yeah, he's very smart.
I just stopped the show with that.
Sometimes a fact is really not really relevant if it's going to screw up the show. And that's what just happened. I just stopped the show with my worthless knowledge.
Who is smart?
Danny Elfman. I think he's a very smart composer.
Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that he's got Elf and Man in his name.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I don't know why. It's kind of neat.
What is it?
Elf or Man?
Help me, Buzz.
Was your iPod made by slaves? A Chinese newspaper says iPod factory workers in China are working 15-hour days in lousy conditions for $50 a month. Apple says its contracts don't allow this kind of crap and says it's investigating. The California computer company says its contracts require factories to keep their workers safe, treat them with dignity, and to not pollute the environment.
Buzz, if you'll give me 1 second.
I'm sure just a second, though.
Because I know we're running late on time. I think we do have a direct line to the factory. The iPod factory? No?
No?
How about when we come back? Tick. See his big, meaty hands sweating right now.
Tick.
Any idea? Look, I'm still looking. We're battling the clock right now. I'm just...
They're all out of order.
Oh, dear.
Busting his balls.
All right.
Who put them out of order? Must be me, Mr. Anti-OCD.
Let's break.
Wacky okay. Home Depot stories when we continue.
And also the tape that I'm looking for.
That's right.
Dynamite to break, Calgon.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Mike Show.
Okay.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The show with more comedy and less moonbeds. Don and Mike.
And now here's Guy Burley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, we haven't had this much fun with Home Depot since the last time a guy's ass got glued to a toilet seat.
Homo Depot.
In Georgia, a couple is suing Home Depot for selling them grout that they say ruined their love life. Well, they're not using it right. No, actually, it was a defective batch, and the Flynns are also suing the makers of Stand and Seal. The bad batch put Jay Flynn in the hospital for 4 days. He apparently has permanent damage to his lungs, and he says his once active love life has suffered. Extremely active, says Jay. I mean, every day. Jay and Laura Flynn now want $100 million in punitive damages, $10 million for Joe's injuries, and $1 million for the sex thing. But as they say at Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Thank you, Buzz. And before we go, let's just see who this is. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mike. Don.
Don and Mike, hi. What do you want to say real fast? You got 5 seconds. You blew it.
Two.
Somebody
one,
had.
Zero.
I think he had bought Darman Greg.
Oh, man.
Just goes to show you.
Yeah.
There you cool. Go. Hey, good day. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Blah, blah, blah. Bobby Bog.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.